.9 Sports presents High School Football.
Elm Creek Buffaloes maybe change the play at the line of scrimmage as Dalton Meyer comes back and talks to his running back. And Meyer wants to roll the right, wants to throw, got some pressure, avoids the pressure. We'll throw it out here in the flat. It's complete at the 5 and getting into the end zone for the touchdown is Jake Bartling. As Dalton Meyer was able to buy himself a lot of time there.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference battle in Overton as the Eagles welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school football on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And a high kick picked up about the 10-yard line. Dancing around a little bit. That is going to be Kahoy. Kahoy gets the corner, but there's some blue jerseys over there. They stand him up, breaks midfield, breaks another tackle, scoots through there, and he's going to go the distance. He tails all the way. That's going to be a return of 70 yards on the play, and just like that, the Eagles are on the board.
After dropping their season opener by 7, Elm Creek has rolled off 5 straight wins. After a 1-2 start, Overton has turned the tide and picked up their biggest win last week by upsetting number 1 Alma. The winner controls their destiny in the district. It's the Buffaloes and the Eagles coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Overton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Another Friday night of high school football is upon us on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show from beautiful Overton, Nebraska, as the Fort Kearney Conference could see a district title be determined tonight, especially if the Overton Eagles at home can defend their field against the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. And Tony, so much better than last week at this time.
You know, no worries about weather tonight. I think everybody's excited. That's one of the reasons we played last Friday night in Elwood, so Elm Creek would have a full week of practice, Doug. Stan Whistle made no bones about that, telling Kevin Mulvern, Kevin, I want to stay as long as we can stay to get this thing in. We want a full week of preparation for the Overton Eagles, and they've got their full attention. And it should be interesting, although the running back that was not here last week, he's not here this week, which is going to be a huge key in Crowley. He's gone with mono this week. He's supposed to be back. They thought he had the flu last week. Well, it's carried over, and now he's gone for tonight's ball game as well.
But Brogan Elsie is back for Elm Creek tonight, a big boy that they will get in there, and you'll hear more about that from head coach Stan Whistle at our New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll talk with both the head coaches, Paul Huesenfeld of Overton and Stan Whistle of Elm Creek, who had two totally different games last week. Elm Creek at Elwood. We waited out that 2.5-hour delay, came back and played, and Elm Creek forced just a ton of turnovers in that football game. The first three that they forced were directly into touchdowns, and Elwood was playing catch-up all night, and then it just became a factor of trying to get the ball game done. Shortened quarters, shortened halftime, and Elm Creek won that one. On the other hand, for Overton, they were taking on an Alma ball club that some had ranked number one in the state in D1 in a slugfest, in a monsoon, basically, here at Overton. And the field actually looks pretty darn good for what it went through last week and for having that football game on there. Overton forced a ton of turnovers and beat Alma 6-0 in a game that you would expect to be low scoring in the kind of weather that they were playing with that only got worse as the night went along. So now we have to find out. Here's the question. Overton has not had this type of a tough schedule since the first couple of years that state scheduling came out, and I think they had Lawrence Nelson and Silver Lake when they were very, very good on their schedule back-to-back years. Derek Meyer was playing over at Silver Lake at the time, and pre-brand-new press box is when that was. And Overton this year, you just didn't know how good Kennesaw and Shelton were going to be, and they went on to prove how good they are. And Elm Creek, after winning just one football game last year, this is actually the second time they played on this field this year, because you remember opening night, they were playing Burwell, and there was a power outage on one of the light poles, knocked the lights out in the third quarter, and they had to pack it up and finish the game over here, and Burwell ended up winning it 27-20, and now Elm Creek has run off five in a row, but now Elm Creek is playing their two toughest opponents of the year to end the season in Overton and next week against Alma.
It's interesting, Doug, you say that about the schedule. Everybody thought Alma was on this pedestal. Alma was the best team. It was foregone conclusion, especially with the way Overton struggled early in the year. You just thought, well, you know what, that's going to be a 30-7 ball game or something last week. When they came in, the whole focus of everybody changed, and it's back on Overton. They think maybe they get into the playoffs. They're learning the new coach's system. Maybe they think we can make some noise.
Well, we will find out what the coaches think as we hear from Paul Huesenfeld of Overton. And up first, Stan Whistle of Elm Creek. It is Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com on ESPN 1460. Kearney High is getting ready to take on Lincoln Southwest in a Class A Top 10 battle from Foster Field. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Ravenna is playing at Blue Hill. And again, any of them on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break and come back and hear from the coaches after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutters football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
This broadcast is proudly brought to you by Mom's Kitchen. For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Now with an even bigger and better Mom's Kitchen. Expect the same great home cooking in a better location. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials. Only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. For the second week in a row, we get to see the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And boy, how circumstances change in just 1 week. After the storms cleared, we see that Overton is not as bad as maybe some people thought they were because they just lost a couple of games. And we found out that Elm Creek is pretty darn good and they can force some turnovers. And head coach Stan Whistle joins us here. Coach, let's go back to the craziness last week because it was a different circumstance for you and Overton at Elwood. Game was delayed, came back, played. While the game was going on, conditions were fine both times. That was not the case for Overton. They worked their way through the slosh and the mud, but that's not an easy decision. You're in that athletic director's chair. It's just not easy for anybody to make a call like we had last week.
Well, no, it's not. And the officials made the call at Elwood. They just, you know, they said, hey, we see lightning, and we're gonna stop the game and get the kids in where it's safe. And, you know, there wasn't really anything I could say about it at that point.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. What did you do? It's a two-and-a-half-hour delay. What goes on during that time?
Well, that's really not an easy thing to handle. You know, you got 20, 25 boys or so that are pumped up, ready to play football, and you go in 7 minutes into the game to the locker room and stuff. And so we talked to them a couple times. We did a little stretching in there before we went back out on the field. And really, I don't know if there's a right way to handle that or a wrong way to handle that, but that's what we did.
Well, your boys had already gotten off to a 13-0 lead midway through the first quarter, and it looked like Elwood, you know, when they didn't turn it over, they moved the ball a little bit. They came out with some fire there, and it was pretty competitive. And then after halftime, you guys really kind of took over this football game. You maybe knocked the wind out of their sails with yet another turnover to get that third touchdown. Has that been a fluke on Friday, or have you guys been pretty good about forcing the turnover?
You know, we're way ahead right now, Doug, on the turnover ratio. So that's something I think is a key to probably this game here tonight with Overton. One of our defensive goals for success is to win that turnover ratio. So we'll be shooting to do the same thing again here.
Well, let's talk about the health of your team as well. You don't have Crowley at running back, but Kyler Beck was pretty impressive. Your running backs are big kids, hard to bring down, and you're used to seeing that from Overton, big kids that are hard to bring down.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, Kyler Beck came in for Zach, and if there's one position that we have depth at where we could, you know, handle maybe a little bit of a injury problem or illness, as in this case is at running back. So, thank goodness we got somebody that can step in and do the job, and we're confident Kyler will get her done tonight.
And any kids that are coming back this week for you?
Yeah, Brogan Else will be back, and he's a huge cog to our success in the line play. And although Nick Mostick came in and did a really nice job for us against Elwood, it's just, you know, we're going to gain about, 70 pounds in there, and Brogan's a real strong kid, and he's got some quickness for as big as he is.
Nick, 5'11", 165, sophomore. Brogan, 6'1", 245, junior, according to the program, so you can always use that extra experience as well. Coach Stan Whistle is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at Overton. I'm guessing you've seen maybe the good and the bad in Overton. What have you seen on film from these guys?
Well, I have been extremely impressed with these guys in their last couple games. The strength of that football team's up front for them. And like all good football teams, you got to be strong in the trenches, and they are. I think Ayton does a good job running that offense, and he's kind of a deceptively quick kid, and he does a nice job with the option game for him. And then he likes to put the ball in play where Olmstead can make a catch for that team. So that's what you see from them offensively, and I think that's going to cause us to really have to pursue to gang tackle, and then still trying to do that, we're going to have to play disciplined football because we don't need to get some guy out of position to try to do more than he needs to do, because we got to stay home and take back their counter plays.
On the other side of the coaching, because Coach Huesenfeld obviously has made a few changes there, but is it really that noticeable from what they've done in the past?
Not right now. It was earlier in the year. And you know, now it's back to Overton football, just being physical and aggressive up front and pounding it at you and hitting you with play action pass.
Stan Whistle with us for just another moment here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, we discussed it a little bit last week. This really kind of now is where the playoffs start for you guys. You got Overton, you got Alma, you're going to the playoffs. These games will determine whether you're home or away, what kind of seed you get, and I suppose kind of what kind of a football team you do have. Big picture-wise, how do you look at the next 2 weeks?
Well, big picture-wise, Doug, it kind of boils down to this. You know, you talk to your kids and you say, you know, we got to win at least one more to have a possible home field advantage in the playoffs. And you want to win your district play, but it boils down to one thing. This is Overton, our rival, and that's what I think our kids are totally focused on, the fact that it's the Overton game, irregardless of what else is on the line.
Yeah, and you guys, again, for the folks out there, it's not like you've got to play Overton a lot in football. They've been 8-man, you've been 11-man quite a bit, and it's your turn to maybe get a win on the football field.
Well, that'd sure be nice, especially over there. And you know, one thing unusual about that, Doug, is we've already played the game at Overton this year.
Yeah, that didn't turn out so well, Coach. I didn't want to bring that up again.
Oh, that's just the way the old cookie crumbles.
Well, let's get some good weather and have a good football game tonight. Stan, thanks as always for the time. Best of luck.
All right. Hey, thanks, Doug, for the coverage.
That is the head football coach of the 5-1 Elm Creek Buffaloes, Stan Whistle. We'll come back and talk with Paul Huesenfeld of the Overton Eagles right after this on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Overton and Elm Creek, a Fort Kearney conference battle here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. And the head coach of the Overton Eagles in his first year and seeing some very, very good competition in that first year, Paul Huesenfeldt joins us. And, Coach, I got to ask you, now that you've come into the season and you've got to play a little bit of football, has anything struck you about the Overton environment? Has it been what you thought it would be?
Oh, I think it has been. You know, I was expecting a crowd that, you know, voices their opinions and, you know, really supported the team, and I think they've done that. And, they've just been a great, great surrounding cast for us, and, you know, they never gave up on us, and I think that's really helped us in the end here.
Before we talk about the huge win last week, I know everybody that gets a new job wants to start it out well, and I don't think people knew at the time maybe just how good Shelton and Kennesaw were, and all of a sudden, oh my, Overton, they're not going to be able to make it with the new guy. And you guys have to say, hey, maybe we played two of the best teams in the state and we can't go 12-0 every year. Were there ever any nerves from you and your coaching staff during that stretch?
Oh, you know, right after those two wins, you know, after looking at tape and stuff like that, we knew we were in the right position, and there were some drives against Kennesaw that we made them look, you know, just like another regular team. We just had to put our stuff together, and that's what we did against Alma, and it ended up working out for us.
I talked with Stan about the weather last week. They delayed and came back. You guys played through it. Just your thoughts on how that was handled and how it affected the football game.
Well, I think it was a great for us, because at that time we had the momentum, and that was the one thing I was kind of praying for, is that they wouldn't stop the game, because, you know, it just seemed like everything was going our way, and it ended up, we got the whole game in, and fourth quarter was a little wet, but it kind of worked to our advantage. They had some fumbles, and we took care of the ball, and ended up working out for us.
Talk about the confidence maybe you've seen, or have you seen a change in your team in practice this week, now knowing that they can beat very good football teams?
That's kind of the one thing that we stress this week, is that we don't get a high head right away, thinking that, well, we beat, you know, a pretty good team, that we can beat anybody, you know, just making sure that we focus on ourselves, getting better each week, and I think we've done that this week.
Head football coach at Overton, Paul Huesenfeldt, joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, where have you seen your team get better?
Oh, I think we've really improved on our running game, making sure we get our assignments done. Defensively, just doing what we need to do to win. Keep the yards down. We've had quite a few turnovers and stuff like that that just helped us out tremendously. So just the confidence level has kind of picked up too. So we know that we're a team that can compete in the state.
Was there a learning curve? I'm sure there had to be. Has the team got it all yet, or is there still some more learning to do?
Oh, I think there's always learning to do anytime that you're out on the football field, especially with each week, you know, coming up against a new opponent, and you know, you got to prepare for them, and you might have to make some switches. So there's always a learning curve, but I think it was slow for us at the beginning because of the new style and new coaching and just getting used to everything. But I think they have it now, and it's a little easier to adjust with everybody now.
Paul Huesenfeldt joins us here talking a little Overton football. Let's talk about your opponent in Elm Creek. They've been banged up, so they've had some new kids come in, and as we talked with Stan, they've been playing 11-man football, so the football rivalry between these two teams is still fairly new. Have you been able to learn much, or has it just been different guys on every tape it looked at?
We got a lot of film from them, that's kind of the same as they were last year, you know, like to run, like to fake. You know, they run the triple series. So, we just prepare for anything this week, Adam. Don't know who's going to be in the backfield. And so we just prepare, try to get better by ourselves, do our assignments. And I think if we get that done, you know, we'll take care of Elm Creek the way we're supposed to.
Is there a vast difference in the guys you've seen, especially in the backfield? Or do you just take care of yourselves and say we got to tackle whoever has the ball?
There's not a vast difference for us. We just got to know that if every single one of our defensive players does their assignment first, you know, it's going to, you know, usually it'll go our way or where we want it to, at least. So kind of bend but don't break attitude.
Let's talk a little bit about your football team specifically here. Never been a team that throws the ball a lot, and the completion percentage is not big, but again, it seems to be when you do complete it, it's for pretty good yardage or a big play. Is that designed, or would you like to see Mr. Ayton maybe connect a few more times?
Oh, Really, not really designed for us. I'm kind of a short to long type person. That's what I kind of preached to him at the beginning was, look short. If that's an open, then you got to hit long. And so I'd like to see us hit a couple more easy short passes that we can get first downs and different, just to change the ball game up, keep them honest underneath of us and everything else. So hopefully we can get that done this week, and that'll improve our program.
Talk about special teams. It looks like 2 points is what you want to go for when you do score. They've got some kids, or have had kids at Overton, that have been very good kickers, very good kick returners. That might come down to play a part in this football game, because Elm Creek's always had a kid or two that can break the big one. How do you see the special teams matchup?
I think, we have a field goal in if we need it. With Kohoi kicking, and he does a pretty good job. We just like going for two. We always think that we can get it, and we have a good offense to be able to do that, get that 3 yards. And, I think special teams is always a key in every game. If we can win the battles and keep them to minimum on their returns and maximize our returns, play field position, I think it'll have a big aspect on the game.
Well, and as we talked with Stan, this game could go a long way to determining the district champion and where you're playing that first couple of playoff games.
Yeah, this is a pivotal point in our year right now. A big win here could mean some great things for us, and a loss could change directions for us. So we want to make sure we come out with a good win and just high hopes.
Well, one of the teams that has not lacked for competition, because we've been talking about it all year, how some teams just don't get to play anybody. Overton is definitely playing some folks this year, and Elm Creek is one of those. And, Paul, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully it'll be a great football game here tonight at beautiful Overton.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Huesenfeld, head football coach of the Overton Eagles, getting ready to take on Elm Creek. And we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups on Classic Hits on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this timeout.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Overton, where it's time to take a look at the injury report for tonight's high school football game, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. They know everyone has an oops once in a while, and you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job, well, explaining it to your friends. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and Wood River. If you have an oops, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. Tony, what do you got?
Looks like Overton's only got one player, number 66, Christian Schwartz, is out with a neck injury, did not suit up tonight. And on the Buffalo side of the ball, Cody Pedersen out with a wrist injury. Number 55 will not see action tonight, along with their starting running back, Zach Crowley, also gone with mono.
So those are the injuries tonight, at least to start the football game, and your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, they will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. There's one near you, so tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. It's Elm Creek and Overton getting ready to do battle here on this beautiful evening, 5-1 Elm Creek, 4-2 for the Overton Eagles, and let's run down the starting lineups here for you. Brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First of all, the offensive starters for the visiting Elm Creek Buffaloes. The center is number 51, a 164-pound sophomore, Junior De Leon. The guards, number 53, 245-pound junior, Brogan Ells. and number 71, 248-pound senior, that is Gage Butner. The ends are number 45, 201-pound sophomore Jake Bartling, and number 82, 167-pound senior Austin Samuelson. The fullback is number 33, a 148-pound senior Trevor Sutherland. The I-back, Kyler Beck, wears number 30. He's a 159-pound sophomore. And the quarterback of the Buffaloes is number 16, 205-pound senior Dalton Meyer. Head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes is Stan Whistle. He is assisted by Mark Stone, Tanner Cavity, and Ryan Denhart. After dropping the season opener to Burwell, they have won five in a row, set at 5-1 on the season. They are ranked 10th in the Omaha World Herald. They're listed as a contender in the Lincoln Journal Star, and they are also ranked in the top 10 in Bob Jensen and Huskerland Prep Report. Of course, Bob, with the paper right here, has a chance to see some of these Fort Kearney Conference teams quite often as well. Now taking a look at the starting lineup for the Overton Eagles. At center, number 56, 180-pound senior Trenton Lammers. The guards are number 54, 215-pound senior Brandon Jared, and number 72, 200-pound sophomore J.D. Callahan. At ends, number 27, a 210-pound senior Brett Area, and number 34, a 180-pound sophomore Tanner Ryan. The fullback is number 30, a 180-pound senior Trey Colburn. The halfback is number 28, 155-pound senior Andrew Alubit. And taking a look at the quarterback, number 6, 150-pound junior Matt Ayton. The head coach in his first year at Overton is Paul Huesenfeld, assisted by Eric Ryan, Clint Little, Chris Blake, and Orion Matthews. They are ranked 8th in the Lincoln Journal Star, also in the top 10 in the Huskerland Prep magazine. That's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we're back after this.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Tony, we're going to find out which team has a legitimate shot to go deep in the playoffs, I think, here tonight. You've got Shelton. You've got Kennesaw. You still have Alma, and you have the winner of this game maybe setting themselves up as the four favorites in the West.
Well, yeah, one of those four favorites, and who knows, you're going to have to run into Sargent sometime along the line. One of these teams could get a bad draw, too, when it comes down to it. No, this D1, yeah, you're right, this is D2. We're D2, Sargent, D1 here tonight. So, you know what, anything can happen. When Alma went down, everybody thinks they got a piece of the pie in the West, including Kennesaw, Shelton. Those are the teams that everybody's looking, especially Kennesaw, what they've been able to do in the West.
Well, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready for high school football here tonight as the Overton Eagles take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, we'll put the ball in the air for high school football on this Friday night.
This broadcast is proudly made possible in part by Husker Trailer in Elm Creek. Husker Trailer is the only name you need to know for all your truck and trailer repairs and tires. No matter if you're on the highway or in the field, Husker Trailer will come to you and get your truck and trailer tires and repairs fixed and get you rolling on to where you need to be. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Husker Trailers in Elm Creek.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
With our producer engineers, Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda, and we are ready for football. And, Tony, can you believe this is the next-to-last regular season game?
Yeah, we can't comment enough on how fast every football season goes, but it seems like practice just began, and here some teams are ending their year just in the next week. So it's one of those things, though, these teams are looking to go deep in the playoffs. You look at Overton, a team that's continually going deep in the playoffs. They thought they would have a great team and go deep in the playoffs this year. I think Elm Creek's more of a surprise team this year. I don't think really other than Stan Whistle, maybe a few of those kids on that, thought that they would be where they're at right now.
Well, and when you start to 1-7 last year and most of these kids are back, you don't know. And then with the early struggles, even though they were against great teams, people start doubting Overton a little bit. Elm Creek is going to kick it away. Overton has the toss in those blue jerseys with the black numbers that are a little tough to see at night sometimes, but it doesn't matter as the boot's going to be into the end zone, and we will get a touchback here. We saw Elm Creek boot the ball into the end zone numerous times against Elwood last week, and that's huge when you make the opponent start at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it certainly is. Doug, it just takes away one element of the eight-man game, and that's speed. And anytime short, you know, smaller, quick people that can get through a hole and zip for a touchdown, an easy score, that's a big play to negate.
Halfback is a limit, and your fullback is Colburn. And on the first play, it's going to be a handoff over the right side for minimal gain out to the 17-yard line. Once they got up there, it didn't take long to hand it off. A limit with the carry for a yard and a half. We'll give him officially two. It's second and eight.
Myron Bartling, you'll hear those names all night long on the defensive side of the ball for the Buffaloes. They're constantly flowing to the football, making a lot of tackles from the linebacker position.
Don't take a long time in the huddle. Out of the I formation. Toss sweep short side. Aluma tries to get to the outside. A penalty flag as the tackle is made at the 18-yard line.
That's going to be a horse collar is what it's going to be, Doug.
Oh, a tough, tough call because they had him wrapped up, Tony. They had him wrapped up. He wasn't going to go anywhere. He was either going to be shoved out of bounds or he was going to be brought down right there. And in the eight-man game, and here's one thing that someday has to be addressed, these 15-yard penalties in the eight-man game are just killers. Now, I understand this was meant for high-speed horse collar. He was basically standing still when he was drugged down, but it's a 15-yard penalty that moves the ball all the way out to the 34.
Yeah, real easy call for the official. Rod Betke standing right there on the outside. The white hat tonight, Howard Donlinger. In the middle of the umpires, Chet Graham, along with Kent Jorgensen, the back judge, and Russ Heemstra on the other side of the field.
It'll be a counterplay to Colbert off the left side, 35-40. He's going to get into Elm Creek territory at the 38-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8 yards. It'll bring up second down and two.
Yeah, he shot through that hole really basically untouched, got to that next level, and then it was Bartling and Sutherland bringing him down, but a big play for the Eagles.
And after last week where they had trouble moving the football, they're wanting to put some points on the board here tonight. Second and two, first play from Elm Creek territory, and Ayton just turns and hands it off. It's going to be close to the first down off the right side there for Lubin. Depends where they mark that football and where the side judge is. It looks like he'll be a half yard short. It's going to be a gain of one. We'll call it third and one.
Now, Kyler Beck that time comes from a defensive end position, actually overran the play and then got too far in the backfield, kind of dove back, still in on the tackle, but could have been one of those two-yard losses there.
I'm guessing we're going to see a quarterback sneak here, Tony. Ayton ran over. Coach Huesenfeld said about three words, quarterback sneak. Let's find out. Nope, fullback dive over the left side. It's going to be enough for a first down, maybe a couple of more yards, 35 down to the 33-yard line.
Very basic, though. You're right, though. Wasn't nothing, no motion, nothing fancy. Turn in the thing off, get the half a yard, move the chains.
It's going to be a four-yard gain for Trey Colburn, and it'll bring the second first down here, the first one via penalty. First down and 10, Overton at the 33-yard line of Elm Creek on just a perfect night. As the sun goes down, it's going to get a lot cooler as we get under the 40s tonight. Ayton wants to throw. He's got a man downfield, and it's completed the 10, the 5, and staying in for the touchdown is Jacob Olmstead. When you're looking at ends the last 6 years, it usually ends at Olmstead, and that one did as well. Touchdown pass, Matt Ayton from 33 yards.
Yeah, Doug, that was Trevor Sutherland and Travis Stevens. He just splits those guys. That's the problem with the fullback trap and all those running plays. You get those guys sucked up, you fake that, and all of a sudden Olmstead finds himself splitting coverage and a perfect strike by Ayton.
And they line up to go for two. Ayton on the option wants to keep it, and he's going to drag the pile to the one, but he is not going to get in. And so with 10:13 to go in the first quarter, Overton's already on the board. The Eagles 6 on a 28-yard touchdown pass. Elm Creek nothing, and we'll have the kickoff after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
A 65-yard drive to open things up, and Overton will now go with a line drive squib kick that's rolling along the ground. It has to be picked up at the 11-yard line, and looking for some running room, faking right now, coming back left is going to be Britton Ferguson. He made one man miss, and he'll get out of bounds at around the 18-yard line. That was a perfect squib kick by Overton because it was not going to go out of bounds.
Just kind of stopped there. He was waiting for it to go out of bounds. He didn't miss Olmstead. Olmstead right there, though, to make the tackle. You know, they don't even list him as a starter, and I guess when you've been shaving since the fifth grade, you've been starting since the seventh grade, you just say, Coach, let one of the other kids run out of the tunnel. That's fine with me.
Yeah, quite the athlete there and everything he does. First down and 10 now. Dalton Meyer split backs here for the first real challenge in quite a few weeks for Elm Creek. They'll hand it off over the right side and runs right into a wall of blue, maybe a half a yard gain.
Yeah, good job of the defensive line. Just the offensive line had no push at all. They stood up, shed their blocks, and there was nothing there.
Sutherland gets back to the line of scrimmage. We'll call it second down and 10. We saw him run well last week against Elwood, but it's going to be a different situation here tonight. Kyler Beck really looked good as a big kid running along the defensive line of Elwood and finding his holes. Now they'll go I formation here with double tied in. Second down and 10 yards to go. They'll give it to Beck off the right side, and he is hit immediately in the backfield. That left side of the defensive line won the battle there, and it's going to be third down and 10.
Well, they continue running at Brett Airy on the first two plays and Brandon Jarrett, and those two will have none of it. They're doing a good job up there, once again, just creating a wall. There's nowhere to run.
And obviously one of the scenic, and you'll hear it, the trains that roll by right here on Highway 30 at Overton. That kind of lets you know where you're at sometimes. Now they're going to go with a twin left formation. Sutherland alone back on third and 10. Meyer rolls that way, has a little time, sets, throws underneath. It's complete at the 26-yard line, but it's going to be short of the first down. Right there on the tackle is Colburn, and making the reception that time is the end, Jake Bartling, who got him on the board last week. It's an 8-yard gain, but Colburn's tackle makes a fourth and two situation a punting situation.
Now that's a problem in high school football when you're not used to throwing the football. Those receivers have got to know where the chains are. They've got to get there. It didn't matter if he was two more yards down the field. It would have been a first down.
Oh. And the snap gets through the punter's legs, and he'll still boot it out of there. Good job by Devin Hallwell. And now no field by Overton. They let it go, and it's going to die at midfield. Now it's not a long punt. It's only going to be 13 yards. But it was a bad snap.
They roughed him, Doug. I believe they roughed him. There's a penalty back. And now Coach Maddox is saying that's a personal foul. It's the first down for the Buffaloes.
Oh, my. Yeah, now if you're out there running around like you're going to fake it, they can go tackle you. But at no point was he set up. He ran back there to about the 11-yard line, grabbed it, turned around, punted it. There were two Eagles bearing right down on him, and they must have nailed him. Now, Tony, is it marked? Is it marked off from the spot of the foul, right? It's not marked off from where the ball was, is it? I've never seen this. I will have to throw that out. I've never seen it in a game we've done. I've seen it on television. I've seen that before. But it looks like they'll mark it off from the original line of scrimmage. It would have been interesting had they marked it off from where the flag was laying at the 4-yard line. It would have been an automatic first down because it was a personal foul. So two teams, each team has got a 15-yard penalty now.
Yeah, now the Buffaloes, I mean, they would have had the ball exactly the same spot except that Elm Creek's got the ball instead of Overton right now.
So the ball is going to be at the 39-yard line of Overton, and a break here for Dalton Meyer, who's going to run quarterback keeper around the right edge and tries to find a little bit of a seam, gets a couple of yards to the 37. Not much there.
Area, along with Allumet, right there. You know, and that's a load to bring down Meyer. He is a very, very strong, stocky runner. I mean, he's not 6'3", a lanky kid. He is a block out there.
And that's one of the things you're going to have to look at. Maybe Dalton Meyer is going to have the ball in his hands a little bit more tonight. Try and get him outside so that they just can't stack that line. You've got six men in the box here for Overton. Looks like a 5-1 as Meyer goes back to pass. He's rushed. Now he's going to throw the ball. One-on-one coverage. There is a contact and a flag at the 10-yard line. Well, Overton fans didn't like that one, but there was contact.
Well, there was certainly contact, and the receiver went up and got on a little bit off balance. But immediately the official dropped the flag, and then another one came in there. So it doesn't matter, I guess. The pass was well out of bounds. Wasn't it well over his head? I guess uncatchable doesn't matter in high school.
No, it doesn't, and I don't know. I don't think it was. I don't think it was that poorly thrown or that big that he just drug him down. So pass interference going to be called here against Overton, and that will move the ball down to the 23-yard line.
Two big penalties aiding this drive along for the Buffaloes.
Elm Creek, two first downs on penalties. It is 6-0 Overton. They scored on their opening drive on a 28-yard touchdown pass from Matt Ayton to Jacob Olmstead. And they get the chain set here. 7:28 to go first quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, if you're at a game in the area, we'd love to get your scores on the Valentino score line, 308-646-0506, 646-0506. You can text or you can leave a voicemail. Give us the score and the time of the game. Meyer, quarterback option play, pitches it behind Beck. Beck has to go back and fall on it at the 34, 35-yard line. Going to be a big loss on the play.
Boy, good job of Beck by staying on that football because Olmstead, along with number 14, Enix, were right there in blue jerseys ready to jump on it. I mean, if he bobbles that ball at all, it's Overton ball.
It's going to be a loss of 10 on the play there for Elm Creek on the fumble. And Overton's defense has been very solid here on this first drive. Just some penalties have hurt him. Pass interference, a roughing the punter on a bad snap. Now they'll send Beck for the left side, send him in motion, give it to him on an end around. He's got some room, 30, 25, and a nice tackle over there in front of the Elm Creek bench. We'll bring him down at the original line of scrimmage. A gain of 10, it should be third down and 10.
Well, Matt Ayton was able to be quick enough to get to the side and bring him down. Otherwise, he had a corner. That was a touchdown-saving tackle.
Good play there, and I think you're going to see Elm Creek need to do more of that. They need to get outside. Once they have the outside established, then maybe they can start popping some draws there. Third and 10 at the 23 of Overton. Sutherland the lone back, and Meyer wants to throw. Three-man rush, rolls to his right under pressure. He's going to fire it. He had a man, Bartling, but overthrew him at the 9. Bartling was open, got lost on the linebacker there, but it is incomplete. And you're at that spot on the field, too, Tony, where you're probably going to have to go for it here. Don't have a kicker that can go 40 yards, and you're definitely too close to punt. And so you didn't need the whole first down, although that's what they went for there.
Well, I think Meyer's got the leg to get it from there. The leg that he had at Elwood last week certainly would have got it from there, but they're going to go for it regardless.
6-0 in favor of Overton, and 4th and 10 now for the Elm Creek Buffaloes at the Overton 23. No wideouts. Meyer back to pass, max protection. It didn't hold up very long. Throws over the middle, and it's behind Kyler Beck. I don't think Beck saw it, and it's incomplete. and Overton will take over on downs.
That thing zipped right over Beck's right shoulder. Wasn't very far behind him. Beck just didn't know the ball was coming to him. Well, that would have been a huge first down. That was a very well-thrown ball by Meyer.
So first down and 10 for the Overton Eagles. We're midway through the first quarter, 6:04. And they'll line up in that power eye formation. Colburn, the fullback, and the halfback as Illumit. They'll pitch it to Illumit on a toss sweep to the right side. Illumit turns the corner, but not much there. He'll get out to about the 27-yard line. Gain 4.
Good job getting to the outside. You know, I guess you'd call the good old Overton days. You know, they lived on that big play. You know, they'd run a couple plays, and boom, 70 yards. They score so fast. You know, might not be like that. Here with this team, you know, got to grind it away and pick up 4 or 6 yards of crack.
Well, remember the two games Overton lost, turnovers, and they kind of got blown out. So if they hang out of the ball, they do very well. On second down and 6, ball on the near hash, fake the toss. They're going to go inside, trap Colburn. Elm Creek is ready for it, and they bring him down maybe for a yard loss. Good swarming defense that time by Elm Creek. They were up to the task.
Yeah, Butner, Bartling, whole bunch of white jerseys. Seemed like that play just took too long to develop there almost.
No gain. We're going to keep it at third down and 6 here for Overton. Ball at their own 27 and a half yard line, leading it 6-0. Don't forget ESPN 1460 has high school football tonight as well. Kearney High is at home against Lincoln Southwest. Olmstead splits out wide to the right. Dalton Meyer on him in man-to-man coverage. He's going to get right up on him. He's going to try and run a slant here. They'll throw it to him. It's complete to Olmstead at the 35. First down, and he's going to be tripped up as he leans forward to get to midfield. The tackle is made by Britton Ferguson. But there was some pretty good hand chucking there between Olmstead and Dalton Meyer.
Well, the problem was Meyer didn't stay on him. He released him over the middle, and nobody picked him up there. And Aiton just put a perfect pass right on the numbers, which allowed the first down to happen.
So Overton will get a fresh set of downs here on their own 39-yard line. Toss sweep right side. Illumit finds a little bit of a seam, and Meyer comes over and tackles him after a 2-yard gain. He gets into Elm Creek territory at the 39, 38-yard line.
Once again, a good job of stringing that play out. They get number 14, Travis Stevens, all the way over on the sideline, making sure the corner is not had. Once you get the corner in the 8-man game, for fans that are used to 11-man football, it's see you later for 6. They get him to the back of the middle of the field, and Meyer's there to bring him down.
Man split out wide to the left side. Fullback dive. Aiton has to rip it out of his gut. And now he's around the left end. 35-30, 25-20 to the 10. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Matt Aiton from 38 yards away. And Colburn didn't want to give that ball up, Tony.
No, he didn't. But Aiton saw the big hole. There was nobody on the outside that time. He raced to the edge. And then once you get the edge, as just previously stated, you're off for 6 points.
That makes it 12-0 as they line up to go for the two-point conversion, Aiton's first run of the night. And interesting that really just kind of 2 plays that they've had in the big pass play. Running the ball wasn't much there. Colburn had an 8-yard run. That was the longest before then. And now they're going to hand it off over the right side, and everybody's blocking into that right tap and walking in for the two-point conversion. So it's 14-0. As Colburn takes it in 4-2. 3:50 to go first quarter. Overton has jumped out on Elm Creek 14-0 here on Classic Hits.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors. And Central, Kearney.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
Well, Overton has already got more points on the board here in the first 8 minutes and 10 seconds than they did last week, Tony, and they've looked really good on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they have. You got to think Elm Creek scratching their heads a little bit, wondering where their offenses went.
Line drive kick going to be picked up by Bartling at the 20-yard line, up the field, 25-30. A little bit of a gap, and he'll get out to the 34-yard line before he is brought down. And in on the tackle, looks like Colburn was in there.
Colburn's adjusting his face mask, wondering if it's still attached. Just dropped
Hodson
his shoulder and just ripped it.
Hodson helped finish it off, but Colburn had the big initial hit. And now Elm Creek will take over with good field position at the 34. That's one thing. Overton has had good kickers for so long here, and apparently not this year. Elm Creek needs to get something going here, already down 14-0, and Meyer sets him down. First down and 10 at his own 34. He's going to turn. He's going to hand it off on a counter play to Beck. Makes one man miss. Good hard run to the midfield stripe, and he'll get into Overton territory at the 39-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 7.
Yeah, Enix had a chance there to make a tackle and did a great cutback, and he just totally missed him, and up the field he went. Good play for the Buffaloes to start things off here on this drive.
Second down, call it 3 yards to go. They marked it a little closer to midfield, so about 3.5 yards to go here with 3:15 to go in the opening quarter of play. Sun's setting right now. The lights have taken over here in Elm Creek. Man split out wide to the right. That's Beck. They send him in motion. They gave it to him last time. They give it to him this time, but the defense stays home. And as soon as Beck got it, Colburn was there to wrap him up around the legs. Also waiting was Enix in case he needed help, but Colburn with the unassisted tackle, and it's going to be 3rd and 4.
Like they're setting this up to get Meyer around the other side. They're going to fake that. Hopefully, I mean, they're hoping that they will step 2 steps and the Meyer will be around the edge for a big play. You got to think that that's coming.
Well, there was nobody out there to block for Elm Creek. You got to think that there should have been one man staying home. 3rd down and 4 at midfield. I formation. Meyer, toss sweep right side. Beck, who coming right through there. Overton makes him change his course. He fights hard and gets 2, gets 3, and he looks to be about 0.5 yard short. Boy, Tony, they blew that up, and Beck still found a way to get most of it, but it's 4th and 1.
Well, it was Aiton and Lumet over there on the tackle, but the problem was they tackled him around the shoulders, and he just carried him about 3 yards.
I think that left defensive end was Olmstead that came crashing through there, and Elm Creek probably going to go for it here. 4th and 1, big play here already in the first quarter. Overton has to make sure they don't jump off sides, as Meyer will come up under center on 4th down and 1, his back split behind him. Hard count, turns, hands it off to Sutherland, and Sutherland has the first down. He'll come off the left side, got what he needed, but not much more to the 36-yard line. 1st and 10.
That's a pretty good job of decisive running by Sutherland. Knew he didn't have much of a hole, though. But when he did hit the hole, he hit it hard and just kind of fell forward for what he needed.
1:49 to go, first quarter. It is Overton 14 and Elm Creek nothing. Matt Aiton, a 28-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Olmstead, and then Aiton took it in from 38 yards out. On a beautiful read option play. 1st and 10 now at the Overton 36 on the I formation. Meyer, toss sweep, Beck has to cut it up inside, gets hit hard as he crosses the 35 to the 34. Only got a couple. He's really having to weave his way through traffic.
That's J.D. Callahan smacked him. He tried to cut back, and J.D. Callahan said, "Hello, young man." He's just a sophomore out there, but a big, strong kid at 200 pounds, what he's listed as.
Right now, Overton's winning the battle at the defensive line because the Elm Creek backs have not been able to run straight ahead. 2nd down and 8 at the 34. Meyer turns, toss sweep right side. Sutherland gets a chance here as a penalty flag as he is going to be hit and brought down near the 30. But this is going to be coming back. I thought I saw a block in the back, and there's probably a hold is going to be the call as they tried to get the corner, and that will be the case. Making it 2nd down and 18 now, and it'll move the ball back into Elm Creek territory.
Yeah, pretty easy decision here. Take that penalty, and now Callahan comes out of the ball game. Who goes in for him? I believe that's 56. Trenton Lammers in for the Eagles here.
So we are down to the minute mark in the first quarter. And Elm Creek has had a couple penalties that have really stymied their drives, and a couple penalties by Overton that have kept their drives alive. 14-0. Overton with a minute to go here in the first quarter, and second down at 18, ball at their own 36-yard line. Meyer straight back to pass, little pop pass to Bartling, the tight end. Nice catch, runs over a man at the 30, and is finally double dragged down at the 25-yard line. And the little fella out there, Ethan Enix, who is listed at 130 pounds, just met big Jake Bartling.
I said, who was the MVP for you last week? And Eric Ryan looked at me and said, Enix. I'm telling you, played a whale of a game last week. That time, I went for the tackle and just couldn't make it. A Sutherland run just right over him.
And it is enough for the first down. A gain of 19 will move the ball to the 25-yard line of Overton. Nice play by Meyer. Looking Tebow S with that little jump pass. Toss sweep. Sutherland makes a man miss. 20, 15, and he's shoved out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Nice run by Sutherland. Pushed out of bounds there by Brett Area.
Yeah, that's one you think Crowley would have kept his feet and been able to get up the field like that. But Sutherland, a good job on the play of doing exactly what the Buffaloes needed to get something positive going offensively, and they've got it going on this drive.
You know, we'll never get this opportunity because we're always doing a ball game, but the overpass right here, a lot of these guys are coming down the highway to head to the interstate. What a view overlooking this beautiful football field here at Overton. The ball is just outside the 10. Well, now they're going to say it's on the 10, so they lay down the stick. So it's first and goal, ball right on the 10. Unbalanced line, strong to the left side. That's the way they'll run it, and Kyler Beck just trying to drag guys with him, and he'll get a couple to the 8.
Yeah, Harry is in the backfield that time. Actually had him if he'd have dropped him immediately for about a yard loss, but he picked up a couple. So I think if Overton, if the coaching staff is going to say one thing, it's, guys, we got to get lower on our tackles. They've tackled people high here, which they've picked up yards after contact.
Let's see if Elm Creek can get a playoff. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Meyer checks the clock, sets him down, sends Beck in motion, and they will not get the playoff. So they actually snapped the ball and kind of showed Overton something, or they fake Overton. They faked Overton and maybe fake showed him something. But at the end of the first quarter, Overton has played one heck of a first quarter here at home as they lead Elm Creek 14-0 on Classic Hits 98.9. We're back with more high school football in a minute.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Dudafac with you here at Overton, where we have the start of the second quarter, Eagles 14 and the Elm Creek Buffaloes nothing. But Elm Creek has its second and goal, ball at the 8-yard line, backs are split, Sutherland right, Beck left, and they will turn and fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper Meyer over the left side, he gets out to the 5, maybe the 5.5-yard line, trying to catch him looking in the backfield, but Meyer actually had to step over his lineman who got blocked in front of him.
Uh-oh.
He is down.
Boy,
Meyer is down. He might have caught a helmet on the knee, Tony. And
yeah.
He is down on the ground grabbing that knee. He had to jump over a man and was hit right around the leg. I'm guessing he got a helmet on that knee. Now, whether he got rolled on afterwards, I don't know. But let's just put it lightly here. Without Dalton Meyer, Elm Creek wouldn't be in trouble. They'd be done. Meyer is probably going to have to come out of the ball game, and let's hope this isn't serious. But he got dinged on the knee, on the leg there, after picking up 3 yards and getting it down to the 5. It is going to be third down and goal, Elm Creek, at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, this would be just total shock, I think, if you're Buffalo right now. You're standing out there wondering, he's got to be okay. You know what? this drive was so critical for them to score. You give the thing back to Overton, and they'd somehow go down and make it 18 or 20 to nothing. Then you're thinking, wow, are they that much? Or are they better? And right now, Britton Ferguson, number 11, is over warming up, throwing a ball around over there behind the Elm Creek bench. So it looks like he'll be the one to come in the ball game. But now Meyer's sitting up. So,
well, we're fortunate enough to have the trainers on hand here. And we'll take a look at that, hopefully. Dalton doesn't have to worry about getting up in the morning and seeing the folks at Family Physical Therapy, but if he does, that's the place to go. Locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, down the road at Lexington, and now in Wood River, there's one near you. So tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. Meyer's up, and he is going to walk off under his own power. I think he'll be back in the ball game, Tony. I think that's what it was. I think he got a pretty good lick on the knee that's going to sting and leave a nice bruise, but he jogs off. He's going to be okay, it would appear.
Yeah, that's real good news. That's real good news. Both these teams, they want to compete with everybody at their highest level, and you've already got Crowley out. Your I-back rushes for 95 yards a game, got 11 touchdowns on the year, missing his second contest of the year, so he'd hate to have Meyer out, too.
So the backup quarterback is the junior Britton Ferguson. I would think they would have a little bit of play call with Britton. Let's see. Third and goal, toss sweep. It's going to be Sutherland, and he's going to get to the three. So no rolling of the dice, but it's fourth and goal after a nice drive by Elm Creek. Now it comes down to this final play. They're going to mark it between the two and the three.
Now Ferguson goes all the way over to get the play from Coach Whistle. Now it looks like Meyer is going to come back into the game.
Yeah, Dalton Meyer is going to jog back in, and you know what, even if he can't run it, at least he gives Overton something else to look at here, maybe a play fake. But fourth down, 3 yards to go, 14-0 Overton already, first minute of the second quarter. Elm Creek needs to get into the end zone. Sutherland, the only man in the backfield, two men split out, now they'll send him in motion, empty backfield, jump pass in the middle, and the pass is going to be caught for the touchdown by Bartling. That's exactly what they converted on that second and 18 earlier in the drive. And, folks, if you saw Tim Tebow as a sophomore from Florida, right at the goal line, take that step back and then just jump over the line and dump it in there, that's exactly what that looked like. And it almost looked like he was going to throw it too low. Good catch by Bartling, because it's only a 3-yard pass, Tony, and Meyer didn't exactly lob it in there. And they will line up and also go for the 2-point conversion. So these conversions could be big in a ball game. Twins to the right side. Meyer rolls that way, throws underneath. The pass is caught for the 2-point conversion by the tight end, Austin Samuelson. So not only do they score, but they get the 2-point conversion. With 10:56 to go in the second quarter, Overton 14, Elm Creek 8.
Now back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
Did you know that cooperative enterprises build a better world? Just take a look at CHS Agri-Service Center. It has a heritage of helping agricultural producers succeed, a history of working together to build a strong community, and a reputation for friendly, honest service. That's why you can count on CHS Agri-Service Center for all your needs. Because as a farmer-owned cooperative with global connections, CHS Agri-Service Center is working hard to build a better world, starting right here in your hometown.
The kick is going to be taken here by Overton and Olmstead at the 2, left sideline, 10-15, across the 20, and he's going to make it out to the 29-yard line. Good return by Olmstead.
You know, they want to get the ball into Olmstead's hands because they know he's a playmaker, so they utilize him a lot of different. He can be in the backfield, he can split him out, he can be at the end, he can return kicks, he can do it all for you.
So Elm Creek has got on the board and has made it a football game again, but good field position here, considering the eight-man field for Overton. Down 14-8, back on defense for Elm Creek, and here's a counterplay to Colburn. Gets a little yards up to the 35-yard line, a gain of 6, second and 4.
Yeah, good job by Bartling of running him down. I think there is one thing, you know, they get Meyer back out there to run quarterback those last two plays, but he's not out there on defense right now.
Check the sideline over there to see if they're still working on that knee. Back into the I formation, and Ayton is going to hand it off to the second man through, and there is nowhere to go that time for Lumet.
Good job. You know, that's the first time, really no push at all. Somebody gets up limping over there. That's number 54 for the Overton Eagles, and Brandon Jarrett.
So it's a physical ball game. They know they've got to win that battle in the trenches here tonight. And third down and five. Overton hasn't had to punt football yet.
Sophomore Hayden Geis is the one in for Meyer.
Elm Creek tried to punt it once, got rough. On third down, Hayden wants to keep it again around the right side, and he does. 40, 35, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds inside the 30. Hayden has made two very good reads on that read option, Tony, for big yardage.
Well, they're crashing around, and I don't think they realize probably how quick Hayden was. He really gets around and gets to the corner fast on the outside.
Hayden, two carries, 50 yards. That's a first down for the Overton Eagles with 9:41 to go here in the first half, 14-8. We'll take a look at some scores here on the Valentino scoreline in just a moment as we've got a timeout on the field by Overton. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back here taking a look at some of the scores on the Valentino's hotline. What do we got, Tone?
Well, if you go down to Kearney High, big battle in Class A. Lincoln Southwest, Kearney High leads that one 7-0. Start of the second there. Earlier action today finds Lincoln Southeast handing Lincoln High into the loss 47-0. No contest there. Adams Central and McCook doing battle. McCook a 14-7 lead in the first. Aurora at Hastings. Aurora blasting Hastings 26-0. That's still in the first. Pius and Crete tied at 0 in the first. Lexington Holdridge 7 apiece.
And we're back to action out of the Overton timeout. Just going to be a dive play up the middle. Takes it to the 29-yard line. Colburn, the fullback, with the heavy yards. He's going to get 3.
Also, Ravenna leading Blue Hill 7-0. That's at the start of the second. And 14-0, Hastings St. Cecilia with an early lead over Superior.
Here it's 14-8. Overton has the lead over Elm Creek with 9:10 to go in the first half of play. And second down and 7 for the Eagles at the Elm Creek 30-yard line. With a single back, Ayton wants to go back to throw. Underneath, the pass is complete to Olmstead, and he'll be drugged down just inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. Good enough for 11 and a first down.
That's the one thing, and we talked to Bob Jensen, Doug, every Wednesday on the Doug and Day Show. How many times has he told us they just can't cover you out there? When you get a good receiver, they're in zone coverage. There's three white jerseys, but he throws a good ball, and Olmstead just plucks it out of the air, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, Ayton's completion percentage is not what they would like. They've only thrown it about 70 times now on the season, about 10 times per ball game. But it's first down and 10, and you should be able to get it to Olmstead, and when you think he's going to go deep, he comes underneath. Send a man in motion, but instead they're going to go with the toss sweep, trying to get outside of Lumet, finds a little bit of room, runs into Samuelson at the 15, gets to the 14-yard line, 6 yards.
You know, and that time the quarterback ate, and, you know, Overton really started that play with the McCarters as the quarterback. They toss that sweep out there, and then you get a big, solid McCarter out there leading the blocking. Well, it's not the same as having a McCarter out there because he's not very big, but he did lead the block in that time in Ayton.
Let me correct myself. Colburn with the carry that time, Tony. And it's down to the 14-yard line, second down and 4. As they send an end out to the right side, double tight end set here for the Overton Eagles. And Ayton wants to keep it himself, but he can't drag it out of his fullback's belly this time. And Colburn's going to be dropped for a loss on the play, and Ayton probably had room around that right end again.
Brogan Elf was in on the tackle. He wrapped him up, and when he wanted to grip that ball away, Colburn said, "I better secure it, or we're gonna have a ball on the ground here." So good job of holding on to the football as Elf just swallowed him up.
Pat, just a good little athlete here for the Overton Eagles as they split man wide to the left this time in Illumit, and in the backfield is Colburn. They send Illumit in motion from left to right. They give it to him on a toss. Sweeney bobbled it. He's still bobbling it. A penalty flag, another one as he turns the corner, has the first down inside the 10 to the 8. But when the flags come down at the corner, that usually means a hold. And let's see if that is the case. And it will be a hold on Overton. Bring it back. So instead of first and goal, we'll see third down and 15 back at the 30.
Yeah, right. Both holds tonight have been right on that corner. And somebody just grabbed a little bit too much jersey, influenced the play, and two flags are shot in on both of them.
Well, all the penalties have been for big yards for Overton. That's their third penalty for 40 yards. Elm Creek, two penalties for 25 yards. 14-8 Overton, 7:35 to go first half. Now a third and 15 facing the Eagles. They line up in that I formation, but here's where you look for that end to release. Let's see what Matt Ayton does. You want to secure the corner, though. Don't let Ayton run it on you. Back to pass. Trying to set up a screen. Floats it out here. It's complete. 25. Good block. 20. 15. 10. 5. And pushed out of bounds just short of the goal line is Illumit. It'll be first and goal at the 1. What a nice run by Illumit after the catch and some good downfield blocking.
Yeah, Cody Hardage didn't reach. He thought he had him right there and just absolutely the wrong angle. And he's quick enough. He just shot past him down the sideline. Huge play for the Eagles.
First down and goal here for Overton at the one-yard line. Ayton calls the count. He hands it off to Colbert over the right side, stretches for the goal line, and the ball comes out.
That's Elm Creek
and it's going to be Elm Creek ball.
It was Brenton Ferguson came up with it. He just jumped out of the pile, I think flipped it to the official and said, thank you very much. We'll take the football and go the other way.
Oh, a big turn of events. A big turn of events. Elm Creek takes over at the 1.
Yeah, that's one of those you don't want to say anything to Colburn because he's trying to stretch for the end zone. And, you know, just that extra effort cost him there because somebody comes in and pokes the ball out and it shoots backwards about 2 yards and there's two white jerseys to pounce on it.
So first and 10, and they'll turn and hand it off to the fullback. Sutherland tries to get what he can. He'll get out to the 3-yard line, a game of 2.
Yeah, Ferguson running this offense for the Buffaloes, and Myers back there on the sideline with the trainer trying to get either a brace or wrap it up or something. You know he wants back in this ballgame.
Yeah, Meyer got hit on the knee on the last drive is what it looked like. And so now you've got the backup quarterback in there in Britton Ferguson with his back against the goal line after making the nice defensive play. And Ferguson's going to keep it himself, try to follow his fullback, Sutherland. Spinning around, getting stacked up, keeps the legs moving, gets 3 yards. They're going to give him a good spot out there to near the 7-yard line. And, boy, a first down here for Elm Creek would be huge. Just to give him a little breathing room, let that clock move a little bit more. It'll be third down. We're going to call it 5.
Yeah, Meyer's got the pants back up now, doing some jogging over there behind the bench, trying to cut laterally to make sure he can go when he gets back in there at full strength. But you got to think you're going to see him back here shortly.
So Britton Ferguson on third down and 5. Tosses it to the right side. It's a halfback pass and wide open at the 30. 35-40. Samuelson will be drugged down. The throw by Beck, I believe it was, and put it right on the money. Or Samuelson with the throw, put it right on the money. Rolling the dice, Stan Whistle.
You know, one of those plays, Doug, where you would think people would be wide open, really pretty good coverage, but the ball was thrown so well that it was just too perfectly placed, nothing the defense could do, and all he had to do is wrap him up and tackle him. But what a huge play for the Buffaloes.
And now we've got some penalty flags as they get ready to run the next play. Looks like a false start on the Elm Creek Buffaloes.
But they're out of that hole, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to get a first down and get out of the shadow of their own goalpost and move the football out of there, and they've done exactly that.
Well, that was a 36-yard pass completion. And now the 5-yard penalty will move it back into Elm Creek territory at the 38-yard line. 14-8 Overton, but Elm Creek has the football. Toss sweep left side. This time it will be Beck. And Beck's going to be pushed out of bounds.
Well, they swallowed him up on the outside. That was Illumit for the Eagles. there was nowhere to go. There were three blue jerseys, Trenton Lammers over there with a host of blue.
Ball will stay there at the 38-yard line. No gain, so it'll be second down and 15. One thing, even with Coach Huzenfeld being the new coach, the whole staff is back from last year, so the defense and most of what they're doing is fairly similar to what they're used to over the last few years. Slot left this time, and they're going to toss it to the slot man. That is Beck. He tries to run right. There is nowhere to go. There are four blue jerseys, a loss of three. It'll be third down and 18.
J.D. Callahan, Colburn, Area, a whole host, like you said, but it was Colburn. He got spun around, and Colburn said, wham, right into the chops.
So it is a long yardage situation here for Elm Creek, but they had already one big play on this drive, 14-8 Overton, 4:20 to go here in the first half of play. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Score updates, first half stats, and a lot more. Twins to the left side. Sutherland the lone setback here for Dalton Meyer, who's back into the ball game. He's trying to move on that bum knee, throws it up for grabs, and it's two versus three. People fall down. Ayton picks it off at the eight. He's got room to run. 20, 30, left sideline, back to the middle of the field. He's going to the right side, and he's going to go. Meyer with that knee, not going to get him. Yes, he will. At the 17-yard line, Meyer throwing a little hard out there and makes the tackle. But a huge turn of events again. After they fumbled, the Creek was moving. Now a pickoff and a huge return from the 8 all the way down to the 17-yard line.
Well, if it's a horse collar earlier, surely that's a horse collar as well. Doug, I thought there was no chance Meyer could run him down with that bum knee. But he was able to get to him and drug him down. You know what? As good as a punt right there if they tackle him as soon as that guy picks off the pass. But they couldn't, and they takes it almost all the way back.
Out of the I formation, first and 10 at the 16-yard line. Toss sweep to the left side. Alumet looks for a little room. He gets a couple, and he's going to be down at the 13, maybe stretching forward to the 12-yard line. Overton finds a way to get that couple of extra yards after contact. Going to be a gain of three, second and 7.
Now we'll see here. There's only 3:33 left. Phoenix and Area run plays in. This time, number 34 for the Eagles, Tanner Ryan, will come out of the ball game, but it's been Area and Enix running the plays in.
On second down, move the chains a little closer. It might be second and 6 on the near hash here. I formation, Ayton wants to throw the ball. Time in the pocket, over the middle. It is completed into the end zone for an Overton touchdown is Ethan Enix. Wide open in that little crossing pattern over the middle and put six more on the board.
Now, Bartley's got the coverage there, but Enix just too shifty for him. He just shoots into the end zone. Good play by Enix. He's not very big out there, but he is a playmaker for the Eagles.
Now they'll line up to go for two, and since Elm Creek got two on their last one, this becomes a little bit of importance here. Overton got the two-point conversion the first time, did not get it the second time. They'll line up in an offset eye here. Strong to the right side. Fake the toss right, go with the counterplay left, and Colburn is going to get in there for the two-point conversion. With 3:08 to go in the first half of play, Overton 22, Elm Creek 8. We'll have the kickoff right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis back here at Overton. Let me give you some other scores in Class A. Kearney and Lincoln Southwest, 7-7, second quarter on ESPN. 14-60. McCook leads Adams Central 17-14 in the second quarter. It is Aurora leading Hastings 26-0. Crete leads Pius midway through the second quarter 13-0. Northwest leads York and former Overton coach Glenn Snodgrass 14-3 in the second. Lexington and Holdridge 7-7 in the second quarter of play. No score yet on Minden and Milford. We'll try and effort that for you. Ravenna and Blue Hill, 8-7 Blue Hill just before halftime. St. Cecilia up 22-0 on Superior. And again, here's an end-over-end kick that'll be picked up at the 15-yard line by Elm Creek. 20 and wrapped up at the 25-yard line where the Buffaloes will start first down and 10. On the return that time for Elm Creek was Kyler Beck.
A couple teams looking for their first win. Also Red Cloud after 1-22, Silver Lake 8.
We'll check some other scores for you as well here in just a little bit. Kiltner leading Exeter Milligan in a battle of unbeaten 16-0 in the second quarter. Here it's 22-8 as Elm Creek trails at Overton, but still 3:03 to go here in the first half of play. And Dalton Meyer back in at quarterback. Pitch play left side to Sutherland. Sutherland trying to cut it back up and cut it right into the Overton defense. Gets a couple the hard way.
Cut it right into J.D. Callahan, who said, please turn the turn signal on before you head this way, young man. Just mowed him over.
Well, Elm Creek just hasn't had a lot of luck in the between the guards here, which is what you'd call it, an eight-man ball. Trying to get it outside. A couple of passes by Meyer. The one he tried to go deep was picked off on the last series. Second down. Inside handoff. They'll get it to Beck around the left side. He's going to be pushed out of bounds across the 30. They'll give him about the 33-yard line. So it'll bring up third down and short. Third and about two if they mark it on the 33. Let's see what they do. Now they're going to say he stepped out at the 31. So it's third and four.
I think it was Lammers or Brad Davey all the way under there making the tackle. Doug, that J.D. Callahan getting to referee a little of the junior high stuff around the Overton school. He has been a big kid for a long time. He's just kind of growing into his body.
Meyer back to pass, wants to throw over the middle, hits his tight end. Should be enough for the first down, even though they push him backwards at the 35-yard line. Good catch, and again, good coverage to not let him get any farther, and Bartling has shown good hands the last 2 weeks as we've watched him play. It's enough to move the chains 5 yards in. It'll move them for a first down and 10.
That Colburn that time right there to make the stop, and he did go backwards. So
Meyer doesn't throw the ball down the field all that much. The 19-yarder was a little pop pass where they had more yards after catch. As we approach 2 minutes to go here in the first half, Elm Creek at their own 35-yard line. Meyer straight back to pass. He's under pressure, setting up the screen to Bartling, and he breaks a tackle, and that's big. 40 hurdles the guy, and a flag comes down at the 34-yard line. And an Overton player, a little slow to get up here in Enix, kind of ran right into the knee there of Bartling as he went to hurdle.
Well, I think he got a block in the back or a hold here because the flag is thrown right at the feet of number 53 for the Buffaloes. So they were kind of out in no man's land there. They made a nice play. But they're going to back him up 10 regardless.
Stan Whistle does not like that call. And he's letting one of the guys know it over there on his sideline. Kind of a hard play to do a whole lot of holding on, Tony, because they were setting up the screen. They let the guys come through, and then he took off with a little screen pass to Bartling, and there was really nobody in that general area, so I don't know where the hold did come from. If it was, then it was probably an unnecessary hold.
Yeah.
First down and 15 because you do get the result of the play. They'll empty the backfield, Sutherland in motion, and we have got movement, and that looks like it's going to be offsides on Overton. Offsides, and here we are, first and 10.
Right back to where we started. And you're right about the no man. I was talking about the Overton player, Doug. When he was down, it looked like it should have been a block in the back, which would have been a real easy call to make. But one of those things, not a whole lot of traffic out there.
Elm Creek has all of their timeouts, but they're going to have to get a decent play here to get into any kind of a chance to score. They only have a minute 39. They're not a big play, throw it down the field type of offense, although Meyer shows that he's got the arm to get it down there. Not quite as much crowding of the box this time with three down linemen for the Overton Eagles. Meyer, long cadence, back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Meyer steps up. He's going to have to run. Gets to the 40, gets to the 39-yard line. Going to get about 5 yards here, and a timeout is going to be called by Elm Creek. So third down and 5 going to be coming up here. And we'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
And again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and bring you high school sports throughout the season. Tonight it's high school football on this Friday. Also a big thank you to Athletic Director Jay Stair and the folks here at Overton for their hospitality. 1:15 to go in the first half. It is Overton 22 and Elm Creek 8. The Buffaloes have the ball 2nd and 4 at the Overton 39-yard line, because that was on first down that last play after we had penalties on each side. So it is 2nd down and 4 at the 39-yard line. Elm Creek out of the timeout has 1 remaining. They're going to put back in the slot to the left side. No wideouts. They like to use him in motion. Meyer back to pass. Looks right. Has some time now. Steps up. Another flag. Throws downfield. Has Samuelson, but it's through his hands. Incomplete. But another flag, Tony. And we've had quite a few here in the first half.
Well, it's going to be another hold on the right side of this offensive line for the Buffaloes. So, well, they're going to call it
defensive holding.
They didn't release. They let him. He tried to release down the field, and somebody said, no, I want you to stay right here for the Eagles. So that'll be an automatic first down.
Yeah, if you'd just been quiet, that's what I wanted to tell you there. I was going to say, hey, I don't think they let him down the field.
Well, just it wasn't the right side of the offensive line. It was just on the other team.
But the way the line is coming through, you just never know. They've tried to let him come through a couple of times on screens. That is a 10-yard penalty and the 5th penalty on Overton. And it is, as you said, an automatic first down. And so they can huddle up, get the play ready to go. 1st and 10 at the Overton 29-yard line. 1:08 to go in the half, and Elm Creek has 2 timeouts. They would love to get in the end zone here. And on first down, Meyer back to pass, hands it off on a little draw play, and Beck gets to the 25, to the 20, almost lost the ball, had to reach back for it. He's brought down at the 18, right at the line, right at the first down marker, and it's going to be enough to move the chains, a gain of 11. Nice play.
Yeah, Olmstead gets his big paw in there and trying to rip away at that football, and he did have to go back and secure it and go to the ground.
It's 1st down and 10 at the 18-yard line. Clock running with 1 minute to go. Send a man wide left. And put Samuelson to the right side. And then they'll send his man Sutherland out of the backfield. Beck's left. Quarterback draw. Meyer gets to the 15. Steps over a man and is going to be brought down at around the 11-yard line. And Elm Creek is going to use their 2nd timeout right here. So empty that backfield. Went with the quarterback draw. And they will mark it between the 11 and the 12. They'll call it 2nd down. It'll be a long 4.
Colburn and Lammers both, I think, are looking at each other going, how do we not have him? He just kind of hopped over both of them and was able to break 2 tackles and get up the field. You can tell Meyer's not running 100% like he would be, but you still got to have him out there if you're an Elm Creek Buffalo fan. He's that fine of an athlete.
And another story, Tony, here is where experience comes into play. If you've got a team that's used to winning, used to being in the playoffs, you already know as the quarterback, and your team knows 2 or 3 plays here because you're 12 yards from the end zone. You've only got 1 timeout. Should you get in a spot where you need to clock it or run a quick play or throw it to the end zone, instead of wasting a play, the experience lets you know, hey, this is my man. If I have to waste it, I'm at least going to throw it up around where he can catch the football. So there's still plenty of time. They don't want to panic, but now just 1 timeout remaining.
But I think you go back to that little Tim Tebow jump pass. It's worked for you twice. This is a perfect scenario. The thing falls incomplete. It falls incomplete. At least it stops the clock for you.
I think Stan would love to run this one in. Split backs. Let's find out. No wideouts. Meyer back to pass. Setting up the screen again. It's well covered. If the tackle is made, the tackle is made by Lumet. And no gain. And that will keep the clock running. It was just a Lumet versus Beck. He caught it, but was ankle tackled right there at the 12. And they need to hustle up. See now here, 20 seconds have already run off the clock, down to 25, 24, 23. See, they have to hustle up, huddle up, but they're not hustling to the line either. It's 3rd down. 17-16. Meyer looks them over. Slot to the right side. Beck. Back to pass. Pressure from the backside. They throw underneath. Beck can't catch it. 10 seconds to go. And are they close enough to attempt the field goal? If they do, it'll be a 29-yarder.
I think Steve Manger just threw the kicking tee over behind the bench and brought the water out. So Stan's not thinking about kicking anything here. He's saying, we got to convert this. Now, well, you don't have any timeouts, but you do. We'll stop the clock if you can convert a first down and let them move the chains.
Well, you have two options. You kick the field goal or you throw it into the end zone. I mean, if you don't throw it into the end zone, you don't have to, but you got to get into the end zone because there's not going to be enough time to get up there and spike it, you wouldn't think, and put your kids in that situation. It's 4th and 4 at the Overton 12, and they've run into this situation a couple of times here tonight. They were stopped on downs at the Overton 23, and Overton went on to take it down the field and score. That's how they scored the second time around. 22-8, your score just before half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And it looks like Elm Creek's going to go for it. Big play here. Elm Creek could get it to within a score. And they get the ball to start the second half. 4th and 4. Meyer, twins to the left. Here comes the pressure, and they're going to blitz him, and they're going to sack him. No, he got away. He rolls to the right, throws to the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Elm Creek. What a job by Dalton Meyer. They set the house, and he didn't let Jacob Olmstead bring him down. Samuelson with the touchdown.
One of the more remarkable plays we saw all year, Doug, he was going down in the backfield. How in the world he got away from Olmstead, somehow it spins away, and then Samuelson's waiting right in the end zone for 6, a perfectly well-thrown pass once he got away, too.
That could be the play of the game. It could be the play of the season if Elm Creek comes back to win this football game because it gets them back in it before half. They're going to line up to kick the extra point. Remember, last week they faked it. There is a penalty flag. The snap is high. The kick is on its way. It is wide right. I believe you're going to see illegal motion, the flag here, as everybody is coming off the field. The penalty looks to be on Elm Creek. I think the referee is trying to find out if that kick was good or not. We have not had the indication as of yet. Illegal formation, maybe, is going to be the call. And that penalty is declined. So all we have left here is to kick it off. 22-14, we'll have the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back with just enough time to kick the ball off. You know what? In the 8-man game, I'd kick it out of bounds. Don't give Overton a chance here. I'm sure we're going to see a squib kick from Samuelson. Two men back deep. Now they're kind of walking up a little closer. And Samuelson, yeah, he does squib it. Picked up at the 30-yard line, covering the football to the 35 and up to the 40-yard line. One of the up men just goes down right there, doing the smart thing and covering that football up. And that will take us to halftime. And at halftime, your score is 22-14. Overton with the lead. The return that time, Brad Davey was on it to make sure that nothing happened. But what an exciting play right before the half on a must-have there for Elm Creek. 4th down and 4 at the 12. You're down 22-14, or 22-8 at the time. And Meyer, they just came through. There were two of them. Olmstead just came right through, totally unblocked. He was able to anticipate the snap count. He came rushing through, grabbed him by the jersey, and when any Olmstead grabs you, usually that's it. And the two of them were dragging Meyer down. He's got the sore knee from being hit in the first quarter on that drive, or the second, very first play of the second quarter, and he still fought him off, rolled out, and, of course, when that happens, everybody kind of thought the play was open, and he just lofts it into the end zone, and all Samuelson had to do was use two hands. And he got the job done, and that cuts the deficit to 8 here at half.
Look, that's one of those deals. If you're a defensive back, you see what's going on in front of you, watching those receivers come at you, you know, you kind of fall asleep back there thinking, hey, we're going to halftime. We held them out of here. It's over. And Samuelson's all alone. And then not only does Meyer release the ball, but he throws an absolute strike on the run right in front of the Overton bench. And you just have to think that Overton's right now is just saying, what in the world just happened?
So coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, your score, Overton 22, Elm Creek 14, and we'll be back with first half stats with scores and a whole lot more after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And welcome back, everyone, to Overton High School. Beautiful facility. They've had so much success. They've had community support. They've built this beautiful press box here. They've had a beautiful field. They've had a lot of success, and they are having success so far tonight, leading Elm Creek 22-14. And the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Tony, let's take a look at some of the other scores here at the half on the Valentino score line, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Check them out this weekend near the Hilltop Mall in Kearney.
Game played last night, Grand Island 42, Lincoln East 14. Catch you up on action that happened last night. Kearney has fallen behind Lincoln Southwest in the second quarter, 20-14. With Spencer Lindsay, though, that could be a huge, huge point if it looks like Southwest missed on. Lincoln Southeast blasts Lincoln High 47-0 in Class B action. McCook leads Adams Central 17-14. Aurora blanking Hastings 40-0. That in the second quarter. Lincoln Pius falls behind right now to Crete 19-0 in the second quarter. Grand Island Northwest leading York 14-3. 7-7 Lexington and Holdridge all knotted up. 14-7, Seward leads Beatrice at the half. In Class C1, Wahoo, a 14-12. That is in the second quarter. They lead Bishop Newman. It's a little in-town battle going on there. 14-12 in the second quarter. Fairbury, 7. Lincoln Lutheran, 3. That late in the first. In Class C2, Fremont Archbishop Bergen, 46. Omaha Brownell Talbot, 0. 46-0, Archbishop Bergen leads that one. Blue Hill at the half, leading Ravenna 8-7. Hastings St. Cecilia rolling tonight at 42-0. That in the second quarter over Superior. And Lincoln Christian leads Southern 21-0. D1, the only score we have to report is our score right here, which Overton finds itself ahead of Elm Creek 22-14. And Giltner leads Exeter Milligan 36-0.
So those are some scores here at halftime, with the score here 22-14 in favor of the Overton Eagles leading the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And don't forget, more action coming your way next week, Monday, on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5 FM. We're going to be bringing you the finals of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament at Blue Hill. Lawrence Nelson, Blue Hill, Shelton, Kennesaw, top five seeds. Consolation game at 6. And we will bring you the finals at 7:30. Congratulations to the Overton Lady Eagles, Fort Kearney Conference champions last night, and a three-set win over Axtell, a rematch of last year's final. This time, Axtell finishes second, Overton finishes first, and Kearney Catholic, your Lou Platte Conference volleyball champions last night, sweeping Ord, Wood River taking third over St. Paul. Loomis took third of the Fort Kearney Conference with their win over Eustis Farnham.
You all right? With Oregon going down last night.
High school football action coming your way next Thursday here on Classic Hits 98.9. It will be Kearney Catholic hosting Blue Hill. And Blue Hill's in a battle tonight with Ravenna on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. On ESPN 1460 next Thursday, it's a matinee from Seacrest Field in Lincoln as Kearney High takes on Lincoln North Star. Pregame at 4, kickoff at 4:30, then right after the football game into the World Series, Game 2. Next Friday, we're going to be over at Gibbon as they take on Centura. State Cross Country is next Friday at the Kearney Country Club, and we'll have updates all day long on our network of stations, including here on Classic Hits. Hopefully we get as nice a day next Friday as we've had the last two or three days here. A little windy from time to time, but we can survive that.
No doubt about it, and things don't slow down. Like you said, you start throwing in the golf action, the cross-country action, all that going on this next weekend.
Tennis and softball wrapped up today, so you've already got three state tournaments in the books, and that leaves cross-country, volleyball, and football. And the football playoffs is 2 weeks away, of course, for Overton. They will be at Arapahoe next week, and Elm Creek returns home to play Alma. And as you heard from both the coaches in our pregame interviews, these two games now are going to set the tone for how good they are and what could set up in the playoffs. Let's face it, Elm Creek goes 7-1, then all of a sudden they turn themselves into a power in a chance to do some really good things in the state playoffs. I think a lot of the fans don't know about either one of these teams. Is this a team that can win one game in the playoffs, or is this a team that could make it all the way to the state semifinals, and then you never know what's going to happen in that next-to-last game of the season? Overton's so used to going deep into the playoffs that when they started 1-2, it had to be a little shock to the system.
Yeah, Doug, I think you're exactly right. I think you look at when they lost. You look at 52-14 and 50-14, you're thinking, oh, man, just down this. I mean, that was a general feel you got from football fans that follow high school football. You're like, oh, man, I thought Overton was going to be right. Well, all of a sudden you talk to people that were at the Kennesaw game. It's like it's one of those 14-6 or 14-8 games. They're going in to score, and then all of a sudden a pass is picked off, and then eight-man game just starts rolling the wrong way for you and kind of gets out of hand before you know it. These teams would love rematches with either one of those teams, especially the way the Eagles are playing. And you know what? Knocking off Alma last week only had to give this team a huge shot of confidence in the arm.
Well, we will take a break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. It is Overton 22 and Elm Creek 14. We'll be back in a minute.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And they get the ball to start the second half. Fourth and four, Meyer, twins to the left. Here comes the pressure, and they're going to blitz him, and they're going to sack him. No, he got away. He rolls to the right, throws to the end zone. Man wide open, touchdown Elm Creek. What a job by Dalton Meyer. They sent the house, and he didn't let Jacob Olmstead bring him down. Samuelson with the touchdown. And that was right before half with 2 seconds to go, and that has cut the lead to Overton 22. And Elm Creek 14. And Tony, teams that like to run the ball, but it's been the passing that have been big here tonight. Ayton is 5-for-5 with 2 touchdown passes. Meyer had the long interception that set up the 3rd touchdown for Overton. Ayton picked it off back at the 8, took it all the way to the 16 of Elm Creek, and they scored just a couple of plays later. And then Meyer with that beautiful scramble and 12-yard touchdown pass right before halftime.
You know, and the interception they took back, I mentioned it's going to be 4th down. They're going to punt that ball away anyway. So I think Meyer's saying, you know what, fine. I'm going to throw it up there. If we make a play, great. If we don't, we tackle him. Then Ayton gets loose, and he wishes, obviously, he's just shaking his head saying, you know what, should have thrown that one well over everybody's head, got rid of the football. done something different with it. But, you know, he came back and made a great play right before the half to get everybody in the white jerseys back to believing they can be right in this ball game. You know what? It looked like Overton had control of this game. And then they got a couple turnovers, not a couple turnovers, a couple penalties, big 15-yard penalties. And it all started, Doug, with a personal foul roughing the kicker on a weird play. Again, we saw some weird plays tonight. Ball goes
bad. It was a bad snap.
Bad snap. Ball goes through the punter's leg. He goes back to get it. And then he squares up and punts the ball away. And they rough him there. Then they get a pass interference on that same drive, 30 yards with the penalties. And that kind of got things going for the Buffaloes. But I think it's critical to come out the second half. And if they're going to be in this game, I know Overton wants to take it out because they feel like they controlled much of this first half. I know Overton's got to think, you know what, we've had opportunities to put this thing away and we didn't do it. Elm Creek says, hey, we dodged a couple bullets that first half. We can come out and establish something. We might be in business here and take this thing over.
Well, your score at the half, 22-14 in favor of Overton. We'll come back and look at the first half stats after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Class 989 KKPRFM, Kearney, Overton, and Elm Creek. Let's look back at the first half.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco. Goes.
Okay, we're back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's try this again. For Elm Creek, Kyler Beck, 11 carries, 35 yards. Trevor Sutherland had 6 carries for 24 yards. Dalton Meyer, 4 carries, 17 yards. And Britton Ferguson had 1 carry for 4 yards. So 22 carries for 80 yards here in the first half of play for Elm Creek. In the air, Sutherland on that halfback pass completed a 36-yarder. Dalton Meyer was 6 of 9, 1 interception and 2 touchdown passes, 1 for 3 yards, 1 for 12 yards. The first one to Bartling, the second one to Samuelson. So as a team, 7 of 10, 1 interception, 2 touchdowns, and that gives them 83 yards in the air, 80 on the ground, 163 yards of total offense for Elm Creek. 11 first downs here at halftime. They have not turned the ball over. They tried to punt it once. That's when the low snap come rolling back there, and they ended up getting a roughing the kicker call. 4 penalties for 40 yards on Elm Creek. For Overton, Andrew Lumet, 7 carries, 13 yards. Trey Colburn, 8 carries, 25 yards. Matt Ayton, 2 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown. 17 rushing attempts, 88 yards on the ground, but 38 of that came on one play. Then through the air, Ayton is a perfect 5 for 5, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns. The first one, a 28-yarder to Jacob Olmstead. The second one, a 12-yarder to Ethan Enix. 87 yards through the air, 88 on the ground, 175 yards of total offense. 8 first downs for Overton. They have the only turnover of the game, which was big at the time. They fumbled it at the 1, but the way things turned out, they ended up scoring on their next possession. So they shut Elm Creek down. That's when they got the pick and ended up scoring. 5 penalties, 55 yards, and they haven't punted in the ball game. So there hasn't been an official punt yet in this football game. And the 3 scores, as we said, Matt Ayton's had a hand in all of them. The 28-yard pass to Jacob Olmstead on their opening drive, then the 38-yard run, and finally the 12-yard pass to Ethan Enix. And at the half is Overton 22 and Elm Creek 14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge truck month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors. And Central, Kearney.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda back here at Overton where the Eagles will boot the ball away. We've got another east-west field here tonight. They'll be going from left to right, Elm Creek from right to left. We're ready to get the second half underway. Another squib kick that's going to be picked up at the 23-yard line and brought down at the 24-yard line is going to be Travis Stevens. So they don't want Elm Creek returning the ball too bad, Tone.
No, they keep it away from those deep people, and Enix goes down and just makes another good one-on-one tackle. We talked about them tackling too high. You know, they've got that problem solved. Everything's been very, very well done here defensively for the Eagles.
So first down and 10 here for Elm Creek. They're going to go shotgun here with Dalton Meyer, flanked by his two running backs, Sutherland and Beck. Down by 8, but have a chance to get something going here. Actually, Ferguson was in the backfield. Meyer's going to keep it himself, and he'll lean his way up to about the 27-yard line. So a different look that time, Tone.
Yeah, Trey Colburn comes from a defensive end position. Once again, though, Doug, everybody's creeping up towards that line of scrimmage. There were 6 guys, once again, with only 2 guys, and those 2 guys were about 8 yards off the ball. It's not like they're back in the outfield. They're right up next to the line of scrimmage on that formation.
Anybody's ball game right now. Same formation here. Meyer takes the snap, and he's going to turn, and it's an option. Ferguson, he handed it to Ferguson, and Ferguson pitched it out wide on the right side and out to about the 35-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. It is going to be Kyler Beck, correct?
Yeah, a little interesting little wrinkle there. The stand came up with it halftime to
6-yard gain. Well, they've got to find, I guess, different ways to get the ball outside because they're just not getting it done with their running backs up the middle. Meyer every once in a while on a quarterback counter, but they have not been able to bully the pile, and they've got a 3rd and 1 here lined up in that power I formation. They usually give it to the fullback Sutherland in this situation, and they will give it to the I back Beck, and he's got a little hole over the right side to give him the first down across the 35, out to the 36, and enough to move the chains.
Yeah, good job just handing the ball. Just a, you know, one of those blast plays, power plays, whatever you want to call it, right over one of the guards. He just drops his shoulder and doesn't have to get a whole lot, but knows where he's got to get, and then he just jumps forward with 3 people on him to make sure he's got it.
So it moves the chains, move the ball up to the 37-yard line, stay out of that formation. Snap goes back. It's going to be an option play. They'll get it out here to Beck. He's going to have to do some dancing, and he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. It was 1-on-3, Tony, and there's a whole host of blue jerseys back there. There's Callahan again. Also back in there is going to be Lammers.
Olmstead, Lammers, Callahan, they're all three. You know, those are two, you know, especially when you're talking about Callahan and Olmstead, two very, very big guys running to the outside and making a tackle.
And eventually Elm Creek's going to try and burn Overton on their selling out here because he should never have had three or four guys back there in the backfield. Meyer to Ferguson, back to pass. He is going to be hit. He steps out of that tackle, rolls right, throws it out here to his running back. It's complete, but a penalty flag. 35, 30, he drops the ball. It's on the ground, and Overton, I think, has come up with the ball. And they have. So the penalty won't matter. It just slipped right out of the hands of the Elm Creek running back, and it's going to be covered downfield by the Eagles.
Lammers is the one that comes up with it all the way, you know, from the line of scrimmage. That is 20 yards down the field where Lammers recovers that, and he's on this side of the field, all the way across the field. There's Eagle block in the back on Elm Creek. That penalty be declined. It'll be first and 10 Eagles.
So an 18-yard completion, but the first turnover for Elm Creek, and must be getting just a little damp out there, Tony, with the cold weather, and a break for Overton.
Well, I think he just tried to shift the ball to the other arm and get the ball where it's supposed to be on the outside arm, and, you know, probably just, well, Steele lost control of it, obviously, and on the carpet to find himself.
So Overton, toss, sweep, right side, 30, makes a man miss, 35, and out at midfield for a first down is going to be the I-back in Andrew Olumet. And what a change again. We've seen some momentum changes already in this football game.
Yeah, we really have. That's a, you know, a huge play for the Eagles, and looked like Elm Creek was in business doing some different things. You know, it's interesting because they go out of that formation, and Meyer was down the field wide open. They wanted to get the ball to him, but the pressure from the Eagles wouldn't allow it.
That was the biggest run of the night for Olumet, 14 yards. First and 10 at the 39-yard line, and it's going to be a fullback trap here and keeping the legs driving, but making the tackle for Elm Creek is going to be Sean Smith as Colburn was stood up after he got a couple of yards downfield.
Yeah, good job by Sean Smith coming from the defensive end position for the Buffaloes. He's a junior for Elm Creek.
9:40 to go here in the third quarter, 22-14, Overton leading Elm Creek, and just forced the first turnover of the ball game. Each team has one. It is second down and 8 at the Elm Creek 37-yard line. Aiden hands it off. Olumet left side, gets to the 35, and everybody's there. It's sellout time for Elm Creek's defense. A gain of a couple more.
Doug, when you say everybody, there are 8 white jerseys on top of the football that time. I guess that would be a .125 tackle.
Yeah, there was everybody in on that one, and now third down, so Elm Creek's got to find a way to stop them. And so far, Overton hasn't had to punt. They find a way to convert most of these.
Well, you look for Olmstead to try and get down the field.
They're going to go shotgun formation, Olumet to the left. Looks like Phoenix is out here to the right side. Little stunt formation. Snap is high. They get it. Ayton wants to run the quarterback draw. He's going to be drugged down from behind. He fights for it, but he's going to be well short of the first down.
Well short of the first down on the 33-yard line is go-for-it time, isn't it, Doug?
Bartling in on the tackle, but it's fourth down and at least 3 yards to go here. And it looks like they're going to send in a punt unit. At least that's what it looks like. So it was 6 yards. Ayton gets about 3. And they line up to punt the football. Now Ayton, the quarterback, is the punter. The ball spotted at the 33-yard line. Don't want to jump. They snap it. They will kick it. Oh, and it's off the side of his foot. He tried to go with a pooch kick, and he gets at least a little bit of a roll, about 5 yards, going to take it to the 17-yard line. But they didn't get much out of that one, about a 16-yard punt. And it'll be first down and 10 for Elm Creek.
Well, you wanted to kick it high with no return, but they were thinking they'd get it down about the 10-yard line and have the thing die, but it wasn't to be that time. And now, but you know what? You still got them a long ways. They got a long field to go to the Buffaloes. We'll see if they come back out in that formation we saw for the first time to start the second half.
So Elm Creek, after the turnover, doesn't give up any points, and they'll have it first down and 10 at their own 17-yard line, trailing 22-14. Lone man in the backfield will be Sutherland. They send back in motion, get him in the backfield, fake the counter. Quarterback keeper around the right side, and boy, Meyer really got stretched apart there. That ball was vulnerable to say that it's out. Let's see, and it is out. Overton's got it. Overton has covered it, and Colburn has it again.
I said that was a Levante David play. When Meyer came through the line, Colburn just latched on the ball and took it away from him.
Yeah, the ball was stretched out. His body was stretched out. He didn't want it out there. You could tell he was fighting. And back-to-back plays now with lost fumbles for Overton, and Elm Creek will cover it at the 19.
Yeah, Stan's not happy with that call either.
First down and 10, and Aiton wants to go back pass, has two men down the field. There's nobody in the middle. He'll run 15, 10, 5, and he's going to be tripped up. It'll be first and goal at the 2.
Good job by Aiton identifying down the field. People are covered, and then all of a sudden, what a huge running lane he had, and he's quick enough to make people pay, and then he just goes all the way into the side of the 5-yard line. Thought at one time he had an opportunity to score, but
call it first and goal at the 2, maybe just inside the 2, with Colburn the fullback, Olumet the I-back. Aiton will set him down. Turn, toss, sweep, right side. Olumet trying to follow Colburn, and he gets into the end zone for an Overton touchdown.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying to shove him outside, but he cut back inside, and it was 45 Bartling that just couldn't bring him down.
That makes it 28-14 with 7:28 to go here in the third quarter of play. And so one turnover, Elm Creek could make a defensive stand. The second one was too much to overcome, and they will line up to go for the two-point conversion. Huge two-point conversion here to go up by 16. Aiton splits his backs. He wants to throw the ball back across the field. Man is wide open, and it is caught for the two-point conversion. Area, I believe, has that one.
Well,
that is exactly who it was, and that makes the score Overton 30 and Elm Creek 14 with 7:28 to go in the third quarter here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
Did you know that cooperative enterprises build a better world? Just take a look at CHS Agri-Service Center. It has a heritage of helping agricultural producers succeed, a history of working together to build a strong community, and a reputation for friendly, honest service. That's why you can count on CHS Agri-Service Center for all your needs. Because as a farmer-owned cooperative with global connections, CHS Agri-Service Center is working hard to build a better world, starting right here in your hometown.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Well, Overton has done good at squibbing the kick so far in this football game, and they'll tee it up and go after it again. This one is kicked deep and will be taken at the 5-yard line. 10, 15, up to the 20, makes a man miss and brings it across the 20. Tyler back to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, that's one of those, they haven't done it all game long, and now all of a sudden they kick one down the middle of the field. I don't know if they thought they could get it to the end zone or not, but they avoided the big play, and now Elm Creek will see what they can do with the football. Only 7:21 remains in the third quarter.
30-14 is your score in favor of Overton. Still a reachable with two touchdowns and two conversions, but Elm Creek now has to get some rhythm going. Back-to-back turnovers in the last two possessions. High formation, man split out wide to the left. Meyer rolls, wants to throw. He got by the defense, decides not to throw. He's got pressure, now throws it down the field, looking for Samuelson, and really kind of throws it away. Samuelson was the only man in the pattern, and the first man just let him go by and left him one-on-one for the safety, Aiton. And as he rolled to his right, there was nobody there, so Meyer just said, I'm going to throw it towards the middle of the field. If he gets to it, he gets to it. Incomplete.
Yeah, I think the pressure once again by Overton caused him immediately he couldn't look at Samuelson when he was actually open.
So second down and 10. They want to run the ball, but they're down by 16. Thought they'd take their crack there on first down. Meyer splits the backs, and they'll go with a fullback draw. 30, 35, 40, down the right sideline. Sutherland to the 30. He'll be caught and drug down from behind inside the 10-yard line. Huge, huge run for Trevor Sutherland.
one of those quick hitters that once you break through, they've got everybody piled up on the line of scrimmage. Once you break through, there's just nobody back there. And good job of running him down and saving a touchdown.
48-yard run for Trevor Sutherland to set up first down and goal again. It's right on the 10-yard line. And they will send Beck out wide to the left. Samuelson wide to the right. Sutherland behind the quarterback. Dalton Meyer takes the ball, hands it to him again. He crashes forward for four down to the 6-yard line. And Tony, if you're going to be successful on those plays, your offensive line has to step up. The tackle made that time by Brandon Jared. And really, the line play had been won by Overton on both sides of the ball until those last two plays.
Yeah, right now the Buffaloes have the Eagles on their heels a little bit. Let's see if they can keep doing that.
Necessity to get in again here for Elm Creek. Back split out wide to left, man-to-man coverage. He's the only man in the formation. They send him in motion from left to right. Take the snap, fake the handoff. Meyer, quarterback draw over the left side. Gets down to about the 2 when he stretches the ball out. His knees down, maybe closer to the 3. There was a whole pile of offensive and defensive linemen. It'll be third down and goal, we'll say, at the 3.
Joe Meyer's out there limping back to the huddle. I am sure he's in a lot of pain. He's going to be very, very sore in the morning.
Well, a huge rivalry. The schools just 6-8 miles, depending on which side of town you are on, apart from each other. Third down and goal at the 3. 30-14 Overton, but Elm Creek knocking on a door. Shotgun and back in there again is Ferguson. They hand it to him. He wants to run option, pitches it out there to Beck, and he is going to be thrown out of bounds at the first down or at the sticks over there on the right side. You know, Ferguson, I don't think had any intention of running it, but there looked like there was some room for him to run, and when he pitched it, Beck was pretty well covered, and it's fourth and goal at the 3.
Yeah, good job by Aiden of stringing that thing out and throwing him out of bounds, but now you know, no question, you got to go for it here. I mean, it's not a field goal. I mean, you got to score a touchdown.
There would be nothing wrong with a field goal that takes those two-point conversions out of play, but they're going to go for it. They converted once. Can they do it again? Fourth and goal at the 3. Straight ahead on the direct snap and nowhere to go. Overton stacks it up on the direct snap to Beck, and Overton will take over on downs.
That was running into Olmstead. He went absolutely nowhere but backwards. There's some good hitting going on up front, but anytime Olmstead, she's really like untouched, he just blew that play up.
And that is the problem for Elm Creek tonight. They cannot run it between the ends. They have to get it outside, and that is why they have not been able to punch in a couple here. So first down and 10, Overton. The ball will be at their own 3-yard line. Ayton will hand it off over the right side, breaking a tackle to get out to the 6-yard line before being brought down. Will be a limit.
Some of the fans below us wanted a face mask on that one. Rob Bedke out there shaking his head. No, no, no. He's fine.
5:20 to go here in the third quarter of play. Overton in command, 30-14 now after getting the stop. We'll give you some other scores from around the area here in just a little bit. Southwest, a 50-yard scramble on the last play of the half to go up 28-14. Ayton fakes the toss, now gives a draw play, and a little slow developing, but a little bit gets out to the 10. A gain of about 4 more. It'll be third down and 4.
Travis Stevens in on the stop, then he gets up limping.
Going to the Valentino's score line. We deliver the scores. They deliver the pizza. Aurora leading Hastings 47-0 at the half. Crete leading Pius 34-0 at the half. Northwest leading York 28-3 at the half. Lex leads Holdridge at the half 22-19. 30-14 here, Overton, and they just stopped Elm Creek at the 3-yard line. And on third down and 4, they go with a trap play that's going to get the first down over the left side, 15-20, and out to the 24-yard line for Trey Colburn.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating for the Buffaloes out there thinking, let's get a stop, let's get a stop, boom, another first down, move the chain. We're down there, let's go in and score, let's go in and score, and then a boom, you're stopped. It's just back-to-back things compounding into your frustration.
And Overton might have a chance here to wear down Elm Creek a little bit as Illumit will split out wide to the right. Colburn just a step behind his quarterback, Ayton, who comes up under center. Now Illumit in motion, and they will give it to Colburn. Works his way along that offensive line, steps forward for a couple of yards out to the 28-yard line. Being very patient, taking what's there. He's not putting his head down and trying to run over people or run through people. He's trying to just see the field. It's going to be a game of three.
Butner was there in the white jersey for the Buffaloes.
3:40 to go here in the third quarter, 30-14 Overton. It was 22-14 at the half. Elm Creek's had two turnovers here in the third quarter and then was stopped at the three. So they have not been able to finish one off here. Second down and seven, Illuminated motion again. This time it'll be a quarterback draw. Eight and some room to the right. He makes a man miss. 35-40, only one can get him. And that's going to be Ferguson, who grabs the jersey and drags him down at the 31-yard line.
Pretty good job of just waiting for everything to develop and then squirting outside. Eaton having a heck of a game here tonight. Doug, the frustration continues for Coach Cool at Kearney High. Southwest returned the opening kickoff of the second half. They now lead 34-14.
Get you some other scores here in just a little bit. Again, if you've got a score, we'd love to hear from you. 646-0506. You can call or text it as Illumit brings it around the right side and gets it to about the 28-yard line. Short gain on the play, a couple.
Jake Bartling there for the stop. Jake Bartling going to be a fine, fine player the next couple of years for the Buffaloes. They lift him at 200 pounds, only a sophomore.
Blue Hill leading Ravenna at the half, 8-7. St. Cecilia up on Superior, 56-0 is the score in that one. Giltner is bombing Exeter Milligan. 58-8, I believe, is what I just saw. So a battle of unbeatens there.
Also Red Cloud at the half. Both these teams looking for their first win of the year.
Silver Lake's got to win.
Oh, Silver, really? Yep. 46-16, they're routing Silver Lake.
Here it's 30-14. Overton had a little equipment problem there. They get it fixed up. The Eagles are on the move again. Second and eight at the Elm Creek 28-yard line. Buff's got to get a stop. Toss sweep left side. Al Lubit tries to get all the way to the corner, and he is going to be stacked up there for very limited gain, maybe a yard on the place. It'll be third and long, but Overton has been sensational at converting their third down tonight, third and seven.
That's a perfect example. Good job of the Buffaloes getting to the outside, not allowing that corner to be had. But what will they do on this play? These are the conversions Overton keeps converting and keeps frustrating them with.
Clock continues to run as we approach the two-minute mark now of the third quarter. Only one score so far in the quarter, and that was a two-yard run by Illumit after the fumble recovery by Colburn at the 19. Now back to passes. Ayton sets himself, fires it out here. Low pass, and Enix, if he caught it, he's short of the first down. And it looks like after everybody confers, it is a catch, but he is short of the first down. He's at the 21, but that sets up a fourth at about a yard here, so a lot more manageable for Overton. They're going to get 6 yards on the play. And we've got an official's timeout here.
I think Overton wants a measurement, so the officials are going to grant them one.
So a little 6-yard pass for Ayton, who, according to my stats here, remains perfect on the night with his first pass of the second half.
Well, I think they're about a full yard short, aren't they?
And Coach Huesenfeld wants to see how close they are. Well, it's not really a full yard, but they didn't set them down and look at it very long. About a half a yard. The ball's at the 21. If they get to the 20, it will be a first down. So fourth and one here. Coach Huesenfeld could throw one to the end zone here pretty easily, but I would imagine you're going to see Trey Colburn try and crash into that line. Elm Creek ready to sell out, fourth and one. Quick snap, there it is. Colburn lowers his head, and he gets through there for the first down to the 19-yard line.
Yeah, that's on the offensive line, winning the battle, and J.D. Callahan's leading the charge up there. They get just enough of a push, and Colburn low to the ground, just dives forward. Good. That's just what you want to see when you need a yard and you got confidence your team can get up there and get it done, and they pick up a couple.
Well, Elm Creek was right in the game, scored with 2 seconds to go before half, moved the ball, turned it over, gave up a score, moved it to the three, couldn't score. So you can tell the momentum might be slipping away as Ayton play fake sacked. Drops back to pass and is dropped at the 26-yard line. And the sack going to be registered by Samuelson, the first sack of the ball game. Ayton had his ribs exposed there, Tony. He was just getting ready to release it when Samuelson brought the hammer and drops him at the 26-yard line, a loss of 7 on the play.
They got Samuelson coming at him from one direction, and you got on the outside Britton Ferguson. They sent two people after him that time, and Callahan did a good job of getting out there and knocking Ferguson out of the way to allow him just a little bit more time, but Samuelson had already pounced on his prey.
Elm Creek got him right that time. I formation, 2nd and 17. Back at the 27. Fake the toss. They'll go inside handoff, and Elm Creek stays home as he gets across the 25 to the 23 for Illumit. They like to power with Colburn. They like to maybe get a little bit more of a speed game with Illumit. Tried to throw him off there by run of the draw. We'll call it a 4-yard gain, 3rd and 13.
I think they let Illumit just kind of, they hide him a little bit, and he's not a real big guy, but he is quick to the outside.
And that'll be the end of the third quarter of play with the Overton Eagles at home looking for their second consecutive big win after upsetting Alma last week. They lead Elm Creek 30-14 on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. We're back with more after this timeout.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
This broadcast is proudly brought to you by Mom's Kitchen. For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course, when Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook. Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Now with an even bigger and better Mom's Kitchen. Expect the same great home cooking in a better location. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials. Only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
As we head into the fourth quarter, again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from Overton, Elm Creek, and throughout the listening area that allow us to bring you high school football here on Classic Hits. We return to action, 3rd and 13 for Overton, as they will have the ball at the Elm Creek 23-yard line. Ayton, quick little pass, going to throw it behind the intended receiver.
They've got number two out here, Hayden Cahoy. No one ever picked him up. The coaches are screaming right now saying,
well, that's one of those where they came out of the fourth quarter. You don't necessarily have to huddle out. See, Cahoy standing out here. Again, he didn't even get in the huddle. This time Elm Creek saw him. Yeah, there was absolutely nobody on him. A trick play, if you want to say that. But they're going to go for it, and now a timeout.
Yeah,
Overton's going to burn the timeout.
Coach is so upset that they missed that opportunity that he is just beside himself.
Yeah, Coach Husenfeld had the right play called there. They hustled out. There must have been some definite miscommunication, Tony, because it wasn't like Ayton even looked that way. It was a one-step drop and fire, a quick slant out to the right side, and threw it behind the intended receiver, which I believe was Enix over there on the far side. And it did not happen for Overton. And now they're lined up to go for it because what else are you going to do from the 23-yard line, 22-yard line, 4th down and 13. Earlier in the game, it was Overton scoring on the opening drive. 1:47 in, Matt Hayton hit Jacob Olmstead on a 28-yard touchdown pass. Then a 38-yard run by Hayton made it 14-0 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. And finally, Dalton Meyer got him on the board to cut it to 14-8 early in the second. Now they spread it out here. And a new look for Overton on 4th and 13. High snap. Ayton controls it, but he's in trouble. Throws a screen underneath the Colburn. This worked earlier. He cuts back across the grain. Holding penalty comes down. They tackle him well short of the first down at about the 17-yard line. And I don't know if you're Elm Creek, I would probably just decline it and get the ball here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. They called that on J.D. Callahan. It was locked up one-on-one on somebody on the outside. You want the Kearney Catholic score? Doug, I got one. 54-0 over Wood River. No surprise there.
Yeah, the Stars ranked as high as 2nd in the state. And the holding penalty will be declined on Overton. So it will go down in the stat sheet there as a short pass of 6 yards on the play. And Ayton stays perfect. But now Elm Creek's got to get into the end zone. Again, it's a 16-point game, 2 touchdowns, and you'll have to get the 2-point conversion. But Elm Creek has moved the ball a little bit, but they just haven't been able to move it up the middle. So back in the slot to the left, Meyer, who got a little dinged up early in the game, will drop back to pass. Some blocking air shoes. Now he's going to throw it as far as he can into double coverage. Some pushing, some shoving. It's caught at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Elm Creek. Kyler Beck in double coverage takes it in to make it 30-20.
Well, it was Matt Ayton, the quarterback, and the defensive back on the coverage. There's only one guy in that pattern. He throws the ball as far as he can on the run and somehow gets through Aiden's hands into the receiver's hands, and then it's just a foot race, and he's able to just walk out of one tackle and walk into the end zone.
So now they have to go for two, and, well, they scored in a hurry, Tony, and what a play that was, because it was very well defended by Overton, and Beck just out-wrestled them for the football. Two men split out wide to the left for the two-point conversion. They need it to make it a one-score game. Sutherland's back there, back to pass. Meyer looking for protection, throws it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Tried to get it to Samuelson and led him too far, so it's still a two-score game. With 11:39 to go in the ball game, Overton 30, Elm Creek 20. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
And the boot is away, and just putting his back foot into the end zone is going to be Olmstead, so he will not be able to return it here for the Overton Eagles. They'll take over on the touchback at their own 15.
Yeah, we'll see what the tactic here is. You got to think one more time in this ballgame, Doug. They're going to go down the field to Olmstead. They've only done it the one time tonight.
Still a two-score lead, so if they want to be conservative and run the ball, run clock, they can, as Illumit comes out wide to the left. And Ayton is going to give it to his fullback, Colburn, and work the horse here. Colburn is going to get out to about the 19-yard line, gain of four.
Got to think that 4 or 5 yards of carry would be ideal here if that's what you're able to do. I mean, if you're able to sustain a drive like that and avoid the penalties, it's the only thing that can kill you right now.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports Post Game Show, and then we'll turn it over to the 5 Points Bank Scoreboard Show, Friday night scoreboard show. Ayton wants to go on a draw, and Elm Creek has got it here. That time he didn't pull it out of the belly of Colburn, and Colburn is going to be stacked up, maybe even lost a half a yard. It'll be third down and 6.
Yeah, Colburn saying, Matt, get rid of that football. You take it. I got killed on that one.
Big football game tomorrow in Kearney as 4th-ranked UNK takes on 11th-ranked Colorado State Pueblo. Come out and cheer on the Lopers. A lot of Overton kids have helped contribute to that ball club, and Elm Creek as well. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock kickoff. Here it's 3rd and 6. Ayton rolls to his right, has pressure, and he'll go down. The sack is made, and it'll be a punting situation.
Well, Samuelson's back there, Meyer's back there, but the one doing the damage was Elf, number 53. He's back there with a sack. He's the one that finally got his paws on him.
So a sack, the second of the ball game on Matt Ayton, will bring up 4th down and 10. The only other punt was supposed to be a pooch punt. It went 16 yards, but Ayton now with the ball at the 20-yard line. Waits, good snap. Here comes the rush. The kick is away. Kind of a line drive kick taken at the 35-yard line by Beck, 40 into Overton territory, and they will bring him down around the 37-yard line.
Well, Elm Creek back in business, Overton side of the field. Only 9:52 remain, but still that's plenty of time. Obviously the quick strike is what got him back, the big pathway from Meyer to Samuelson. The last possession.
30-yard punt, about a 9-yard return. They'll mark it at the Overton 36-yard line. Elm Creek's been trying to play catch-up all night long after falling behind 14-0 in the first quarter. They've already turned it over twice in the second half and been stopped at the three, but now they have it in Overton territory down 30-20. Meyer hands it to his fullback, and they're not fooled this time. That went for a big play on the last drive, but nowhere to go here for Trevor Sutherland. He'll get a half a yard. We're going to keep it at 2nd and 10.
Olmstead and Airy in on a stop in blue jerseys that time for the Eagles. I misspoke. It wasn't to Samuelson that last 64-yard touchdown. It was to, Beck, right?
Yeah, to Tyler Beck. 2nd down, a full 9, 9.5. Ball just outside the 35-yard line. Meyer back to pass. Looks for his tight end, swings it out here, and Bartling got tripped up and couldn't get out there in time. It is incomplete.
Yeah, he found himself right between number 14 in Enix and Colburn on the outside there. So it would have taken a very, very perfect path once he stumbled there to get him, to hit him, and they couldn't do it.
Elm Creek doesn't want to lose the momentum right here. They've just scored. They stop Overton, and now they want a first down because they take over in Overton territory, but it's 3rd and 10 at the 35-yard line. Meyer, short drop, trouble from behind. He's hit. He's sacked. And coming in from the backside is linebacker Tony Colburn to drop him at the Elm Creek 37, and now they will have to punt it. The first sack of the night for the Overton defense.
Yeah, Meyer gets up slowly once again, and he's wondering, where did he come from? Never saw him. He rolls out to his right, and then Colburn comes all the way across that formation.
Devin Hallwell, the freshman, is back there to punt it away. Low snap, just like the first time, but he handles it. Short kick. It'll be taken at the 16-yard line. It's fumbled. The ball's on the ground, and there's a huge pile for it. And Overton's on it. So a break there for Overton. That could have been disastrous, as it ends up being.
Aiton comes out of there.
27-yard punt on the first official punt of the night for Elm Creek.
You know, that's twice tonight. Overton's went down and secured the football, where there's been an opportunity for the Buffaloes to go in there and have a big turnover and turn the thing around in their favor. That would have been a huge play.
Now the clock starts to become a factor. 8:35 to go in the game. Overton 30, Elm Creek 20. And they've got the ball on their own 15-yard line. Aiton turns, hands it off. Elm Creek sells out and shuts down the line of scrimmage, and Lumen has nowhere to go. Colburn a little bit more stocky, can kind of take that first hit and fall forward. Lumen has not been able to do that tonight. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Well, Doug, I got to think, as tight as they are to that line of scrimmage, it's a perfect time to get Olmstead deep again, isn't it? I mean, just float one right over everybody's head.
Lumet, 44 yards rushing tonight on 16 carries. Colburn, 50 yards rushing tonight on 14 carries. And they'll hand it off again, and nowhere to go, Tony. Colburn can't get back to the line of scrimmage. It's 3rd and 10. 3rd and 11, they're going to actually make it a loss on the play.
Yeah, Trevor Sutherland, the first one back there, just throws him to the ground. Great, great defensive pressure by the Buffaloes.
And if you're doing that, there's no need to hustle up either. Use a lot of the clock here if you're just going to run fullback dive. But Overton calls the play, hustles up to the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 11 at their own 14. Elm Creek needs the stop, trailing by 10. And is going to be Aiton around the end, and he's got him biting, 20-25, and he's got the first down. Boy, oh boy, Elm Creek wasn't ready for that at all, which I have to say I'm a little shocked by, Tony. From the 14 out to the 29, that's a 15-yard gain.
Yeah, just one of those things. Aiton's quick enough to bounce. He really surprised me tonight with how quick he gets to the outside.
Well, that's one of the two bread and butter plays that Overton has had tonight. 94 yards rushing now for Matt Aiton. And a fresh set of downs, that's the big thing. And now they can run it off tackle again, or in this eight-man case, off guard, which they will. After the 31-yard line, Illumit gets a couple. And for Coach Usenfeld and his staff, now they watch the clock run down. You make the stop there on Aiton, you've got the ball back with 6 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the game. Now they're going to be able to run off maybe another minute and a half of this clock. 30-20 Overton, 6:40 and counting to go in the game. Overton has it 2nd and 8 at their own 31.
you got to think if they can stop them here, maybe a timeout. They use one up and stop that thing.
Offset eye. Ayton fakes the toss. Sweep counterplay, and it's there. 35 and a good tackle to bring him down right at the first down marker. The only man that was there to bring down Trey Colburn is going to be Sutherland, and it's going to be third and one.
Yeah, Sutherland was the last line of defense. Otherwise, he's galloping down the sidelines for six.
So third and one, and fun time here. Again, you've got an opportunity if you're Overton to finish this game with a score, and if you're Elm Creek, you got to sell out, and they've got all eight in the box, tight eye formation. You've got to keep an eye, though, on the quarterback, Ayton. And Ayton hands it off to the fullback, and he's going to keep fighting, bounces to the outside, and he is going to be across the midfield stripe for the first down. Colburn was trying to rip away from everybody. Had one man left. He had about three guys holding on to his jersey and just kept fighting for another Overton first down.
Stevens is there. Bartling is there. Ferguson is there, but they can't bring him down. And
that's really kind of been the difference, one of the differences tonight. Colburn's been able to get that tough yard. Elm Creek doesn't have, Sutherland has, but not when it's third and short or fourth and short, when they know that that's what's going to be the play. Ayton keeps it himself, comes right back up over his center, gets a couple, and he'll be dropped down right there. Samuelson in on the tackle, also in on the tackle that time. Sutherland, going to be a gain of two. But right now, they want to get first downs, but they have chewed up 3 minutes here since the last time they had the football, since they took it over on the Elm Creek punt. And that's all that matters, is we're down to 5 minutes to go in the game, 30-20. And Ayton's going to keep it himself and around the left side, has some room, 30, stiff arm, 25. First down, he's drugged down there by Travis Stevens, but another big run by Ayton. Elm Creek knows that they have to gamble, and that time they lost.
Yeah, there's nobody on the outside. They're selling out so much in there. And Stevens saves a touchdown there, but Ayton doesn't, once again, that's a good job of faking the football, making people collapse, and bouncing the thing outside.
Ayton over 100 yards now on the 9-yard gain, 4:45 to go. Ayton hands it off to the fullback, Colburn, who gets nowhere. Elm Creek does have all of their timeouts remaining, and it would be a much different scenario if it was an 8-point game instead of a 10-point game, Tony. They were not able to convert the 2-point conversion on their last touchdown. And Overton can now kind of do whatever they want. They've got some insurance.
Well, and you said during the break, Doug, if you got a short field goal, if you're able to convert that, it's just a different scenario.
Yeah, they had it fourth and goal at the 3, decided to go for it earlier in the half and didn't get it. 3 points would have made it 30-23, and there's nothing to say that they would have made the field goal. But Ayton drops back to pass, throws it out here in the flat, complete at the 20, the 15, and tackled down at the 10-yard line. It's going to be just outside the 10, first and goal, as Colburn snuck out of the backfield for the first down.
That's the problem when you're selling out, and you just think they had the Olmstead deep, too. It looked like he could have had the pass thrown to him as well, would have went for six there, but he picks up Colburn running the underneath route, and that's a huge, huge play for the Eagles and keeps that clock running again.
Well, I don't think I missed one, but did I mention Matt Ayton is perfect? He's 8 for 8. And he'll turn and hand it off to the second man, Illumit. They got a little bit of room for him. He'll come across the 10 to the 9, gain a couple.
At 8 for 8, two touchdowns, correct?
That is correct. 28-yarder to Jacob Olmstead. And he also hooked up with Ethan Enix on a 12-yard touchdown pass.
131.6 passer rating for the young man.
8 for 8, not a ton of yards, 27. He's 3 for 3 for 27 yards in the second half. That gives him 114 in the game. Second down and 8. Fullback. Oh, no, they're going to run option. Pitch to Illumin around the right side to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Overton. They crushed Colburn, who they thought had the ball. And for one of the very few times, maybe just the second time tonight, they run option and take it in from 9 yards out.
Very, very. They're just selling out so far inside. They flip it out there, and there's nobody on that corner, and he basically walks in around that right side. Good job by the Eagles, that whole possession.
They'll go for two, and if they convert it, this game will be over. It's a 16-point game again, so Elm Creek's got to focus here as they run that option play. And it will not get into the end zone, as Ayton got by the first guy but then ran into the second line of defense and will not get in. So There's still a chance for Elm Creek with 3:12 to go in the ball game. Overton 36 and Elm Creek 20. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is proudly made possible in part by Husker Trailer in Elm Creek. Husker Trailer is the only name you need to know for all your truck and trailer repairs and tires. No matter if you're on the highway or in the field, Husker Trailer will come to you and get your truck and trailer tires and repairs fixed and get you rolling on to where you need to be. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Husker Trailers in Elm Creek.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, and Elm Creek. We're down to 3:12 to go in our football game. Overton is just taking it in from 9 yards out to go back up 16, 36-20. And they've been squib kicking it all night. One time they kicked it deep, but that was the last time. They'll squib it again, and it's bouncing around, and it's going to give them some trouble. And it's picked up at the 15 to the 20, up to the 25-yard line. Kyler Beck, I think they had a play on there, Tony, and Beck turned and handed it off to Britton Ferguson, who got up to the 26-yard line. That all took about 6 seconds, so Elm Creek will start at their own 26, and they've already connected on a 64-yard touchdown pass. So
I don't know if he handed it to him or he just took it from him.
And I would think right here, Elm Creek tries to go deep. Now they set up that spread formation because they still have all of their timeouts if they get one quick. Meyer back to pass, looking to set up a screen. The screen is covered. He's got to run. He is in trouble. He is going to be thrown down.
Lammers gets him.
The second sack of the game for Overton.
Excuse me. Brandon Jarrett got him.
And they will call him down at the 24-yard line, just a couple of yards on the play, but Meyer couldn't find anybody to throw the ball to, and the clock ticking under 2:40 to go, second down and 12. Elm Creek a little slow up to the line. Don't like to see that. Still got to keep some pep in the step here when you still have a chance. Meyer back to pass. Sends one man right down the middle of the field. It's just going to be a jump ball into triple coverage. He gets tripped up. Beck looking for the flag. The back judge.
Oh, no.
Oh, there is a flag. There is a flag on the far side of the field. Tony, the umpire didn't even see what happened because he was sprinting down the field trying to stay up with the play. And then a flag comes out as Beck got tripped up. Now, that is a close one. Whether his feet got tangled up or whether he got grabbed, and Coach Huizenfeld doesn't like that at all.
Well, it's a 15-yard penalty, so it's not like it's a spot foul and could be 50 yards down the field.
But you never know. It would have been 3rd and 12. Instead, it's going to be 1st and 10, and that is the first penalty of the second half on either team.
Well, you're right. The back judge did get turned around and never saw when the contact happened, so it came all the way across the field.
Is that a Hawkeye?
Right.
It is 1st down and 10 here for Elm Creek at their own 39-yard line. Meyer out of the I formation. It's a flea flicker. That's not going to fool anybody. They throw it down the field for Bartling, and it's going to be swatted away. Trying to get it to Bartling down around the 20-yard line, and Enix is there to swat it away. That seems like a waste, Tony. You know, when you're in a passing situation, I don't think flea flicker is going to get it. Now, if you hand it off, yeah, right. Heck, run it up the field for 10 yards. But it is incomplete on the flea flicker for Dalton Meyer. Meyer, in this second half, is 2 for 5. One of those is a 64-yard touchdown pass. Wants to throw again, back to pass, throws it underneath, and Bartling catches it inside the 30, has the first down, puts out of bounds at the 28-yard line, a gain of 13.
Like, there's 9 seniors on this Overton roster, but you look at the names of these younger kids coming. There's Hodson, there's Cahoy's, there's Seaburgers, there's Schaefer's. It's got to be a reoccurring nightmare for these teams in the Fort Kearney Conference saying, Where do they keep coming from? All the little brothers are coming up the next 2 years. This can be a team to be reckoned with again.
First and 10 at the 29-yard line. They empty the backfield. Meyer, short drop, throws over the middle. Pop pass complete to the tight end at the 15. Breaking a tackle, Bartling, and he's going to be brought down between the 12 and 13-yard line for another first down.
Good job. You know, Bartling does a great job once the contact is made, keeping those feet going. He's broken a lot of tackles tonight, down the field especially. He's tough to bring up down one-on-one.
Elm Creek trying here. They're down 36-20 with 2 minutes to go. Meyer rolls right, looks for the wheel route for his running back. It's going to be a hook and lateral, and it's a forward pass. Oh, Tony, they made the catch. Samuelson, when he turned around and lateral it, Beck was in front of him. The pass to the 8-yard line got him to the 7 would have been good enough. It would have been second and about 3. Instead, they flagged the lateral for the illegal forward pass.
And that's a loss of down.
I think it's just a 5-yard penalty, though, Tony. I haven't seen one in so long that we'll see. It's 36-20 Overton, 1:48 to go in our football game here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
That would not be what you call a Hawkeye that made that call.
So illegal forward pass, loss of down. That will make it second down. That is the first penalty of the half on Elm Creek. And indeed it is a 5-yard penalty, and it's from the spot of the completion. So they actually get about 6 yards on that completion. It'll be second down. And almost back to the original line of scrimmage. Calling second down at 9 yards to go. Put the ball at about the 13-yard line. Sutherland is in the backfield. Back to pass Meyer. Looking for the screen. They get it to him. He's got some running room if he gets a block, and he does. To the 10, to the 5. And he is going to be tackled just short of the goal line. It'll be first and goal. Sutherland is tough. Tough run.
He just got blasted right about the goal line. He thought, I'm going to take this in for 6, and there were 2 blue jerseys that just crushed him. So
great block by his end down there. Bartling and Samuelson have been doing some good blocking on the ends tonight as well. First and goal at the 2, a minute 39 to go, 36-20 Overton. But Elm Creek, if they can punch it in and get 2, still has a chance here. Meyer under center. The backs are split in Sutherland and Beck. They'll give it to Sutherland, and he is going to be stacked up short, and Elm Creek may have to use a timeout here. Or else they're going to have to really hustle, and they will. That's a gamble, Tony. They have all 3, but now it really puts them in a bind if they cut it to 8 and don't get the ball. But they do have to get into the end zone first. So it's a gain of 1 by Sutherland, and he will have it second and goal at the 1-yard line with a minute 31 to go in the game. Second and goal for the Buffaloes when we come back.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Doug Duda, along with Tony Davis, here at Overton. Again, big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Jay Stair. Always good times here at Overton with good athletics. At Elm Creek, providing the opposition tonight, face second and goal at the 1. They have not had a lot of success running it up the middle, and time is short. Sutherland is the only man in the backfield. Oh, no, they jumped. Illegal procedure. They tried to go off first count, and I don't think the center snapped the ball, Tony.
I think you're exactly right. So now you go back to his second and 6, and now your whole play calling got to change. That was going to be Dalton Meyer was just going to plow ahead and get into the end zone there, Doug.
And even with all the guys moving and his center not, he found a way. But instead, that backs him up to the 6-yard line, so second and goal at the 6. This might actually work out for Elm Creek. It'll give them a chance to spread it out and run the football. But with Meyer, let's see if that's what they want to do. First, they've got to get in the end zone. They need a lot here, but they're in striking distance again. Meyer rolls to his right. Good block by Sutherland as he rolls right, throws into the end zone, and it is behind Beck. and incomplete. In fact, Beck and Bartling could have shook hands. They were so close to each other, and it goes right in between them, third and goal.
Yeah, pass was thrown just a little bit in front of Bartling and just a little bit behind Beck, and they both kind of look at each other like, was that for you or for me?
A minute 25 to go in the ball game. It's not officially over yet. Third and goal at the 6 for Elm Creek. Trailing here at Overton, 36-20 on Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. They'll send Samuelson wide right. Slot right is going to be Beck. And back to pass, Meyer rolls that way. Still looking. Now looks back across the field. Decides to take off and run. That's the wrong idea. He's tackled at the 6. And Elm Creek now has to call their final timeout.
That's J.D. Callahan running him down. Good tackle one-on-one on Meyer from the young sophomore.
Well, it has been a great night from Callahan. You've called his name a number of times this evening, and it's down to the final play. How many times have we seen it? Fourth down inside the 10 tonight for Elm Creek. They converted once. Two other times they've been thwarted. They have to convert here to even have a chance, but then you're thinking, two-point conversion, onside kick, score, two-point conversion. I like Overton's chances right now.
Yeah, certainly, if you're sitting on the Overton side, yeah, are going right.
As a broadcaster and as a fan, you try to keep this game alive as long as you can, and it's not officially over yet. There's still a chance, but Overton stopped Elm Creek. Well, that's just a formality. It just means it's going to take an extra play or two. And it's difficult to 2. Now it's fourth and goal back at 6. Coming up, final stats. Score. Elm Creek will put
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offers.
Elm Creek needs this two-point conversion, and they get in there. Meyer with the two-point conversion. The last play, I don't know if we got cut off right as it happened or not, but Meyer got hit by Olmstead again, rolled around, found Samuelson to the corner of the end zone for the 6 points, and then a two-point conversion run. A minute 8 to go, Overton 36, Elm Creek 28, the kickoff when we come back.
Knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Well, we know what's coming now, Tone.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They don't have any timeouts. It's got to be an onside kick. They got to get the ball back here with 1:08 remaining and down by 8 points.
So just before the phone went dead on us here, and we apologize for that, a nice play from Meyer to Samuelson. Looked back across his body. And now an onside kick, which is really tough in eight-man football. And here they come to the other end. Bartling kicks it. The ball is covered, and Overton has it, and Overton should win the football game. Good job. That's why the Bandits over here are pretty good. Some of these kids play together. And Olmstead was on the other side. They lined up Elm Creek like they were in an overload to the right side, and then instead of having Hollowell kick it, Bartling came over and kicked it and tried to kick it to the short side, and Overton covered it, and all they have to do now is kneel on the football, hold on to the football. Elm Creek has one timeout remaining, and just one too many mistakes for Elm Creek tonight. Turnovers and not being able to get the ball in, and Ayton will take the snap and kneel on it. Elm Creek will burn their final timeout. A minute 6 to go in the game. Overton 36 and Elm Creek 28, but being stopped inside the red zone a couple of times Overton never was. Elm Creek did. Overton did. Their only turnover was a fumble at the Elm Creek one. But again, Elm Creek didn't score. They had to punt it. And they threw the interception that was returned all the way to the 16, and Overton scored. So it wasn't like that fumble at the one really hurt them, because they ended up scoring on that series of plays anyway.
Yeah, there have been opportunities. Both teams have moved the football tonight at time, but to sustain drives, I mean, you tip your hat to Overton, what they did offensively. And then with Elm Creek coming back, they've converted some big plays. And I think Dalton Meyer coming back into the ball game was obviously huge for them. A couple of big pass plays down the middle of the field, and showing off his arm a little bit. But you know what? Avoiding sacks. Olmstead should have had him right before the half for a big loss. Instead, it turns into a touchdown. So there's some breaks on Elm Creek side too.
Overton now second down, and Aiton actually is going to kind of run forward. Don't want to do that. Trying to kill some clock here. But they don't have to worry about this. They can kneel it again and run the clock out, I do believe. 50 seconds to go. Play's blown in. Yep. They'll be fine. They can just kneel on it. It'll be third down. You don't want to give the defense any chance to knock that ball out of there. But they do want to wait here until the back judge counts. And that's what coaches are telling their quarterback, Aiton, who's a smart cookie anyway. He gets it. 30 seconds to go, and this should be the last snap of the ball game. Aiton drops back, kneels on it. The clock's under 25, and that's going to do it. Both teams are now 5-2 on the season, and Elm Creek would prefer not to play on this football field anymore, because their two losses have both ended here, and a little slow to get up there.
J.D. Callahan, Doug.
It almost looks like maybe he got stepped on in the pile there as they were trying to kill the clock. But the time runs down, and Overton, with their second big win in a row here at home, take care of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Final score, Overton 36 and Elm Creek 28. The Buffaloes now fall to 5-2 and return home to take on another state-rated opponent in Alma on Thursday night. And for Overton, they also play on Thursday as they travel to Arapahoe, and Arapahoe is going to be a team that's right on that. You used to say a 500 team was the playoff bubble, but with so many schools co-oping, there just aren't as many teams out there anymore. So Arapahoe, even at 4-4, should be in good shape, assuming they win their football game tonight. 36-28, your final. Overton gets the job done over Elm Creek in a hotly contested ball game, and we'll talk about it right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, a ball game that did come down to the final minute here, but Overton covers the onside kick after Elm Creek got the 6-yard touchdown pass on a fourth down. Everything Elm Creek got tonight was pretty tough outside of that 64-yard touchdown pass, Tony. I mean, they ran a lot of fourth down plays tonight. A couple of them got them touchdowns. A couple of them where they were in the red zone and had a chance to score, they couldn't get into the end zone, and that was the difference of the ball game tonight. The back-to-back turnovers, though, to start the second half, the real killer. They turned it over. They were able to stop Overton, and then on the very next play, Colburn strips Dalton Meyer, who got in an awkward situation trying to just run a little quarterback draw off the right side, and stripped it out of there at the 19-yard line, and it only took two plays for them to get into the end zone.
Yeah, that was a huge play, and at the time I said that's the old Levante David play from the Ohio State game. He just locked on the football and just ripped it out of his arms. and everybody's laying on the ground. Colburn's handing the ball to the official saying, here you go, that'll be our ball, we'll take it. There were big plays in this ball game, and you know, give Elm Creek credit, they converted some big plays. A couple, you know, the play right before half, I thought Dalton Meyer might be the best play, one of the best plays we see all year long. You go back, we got to see an amazing catch in the Sumner Pleasanton game, you know, down the stretch to win that ball game. And then tonight, right before half, looks like Olmstead comes right through the middle, untouched, times a snap. I mean, Meyer's back there, and Olmstead's on him. Olmstead's on him, and he's got both hands on him, somehow escapes, rolls to his right, and then finds a wide-open Samuelson in the end zone right before half. That was a huge play for Elm Creek. So there's pluses and minuses. I think these teams could meet again, you know, down the stretch here in the playoffs.
This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, where right now all volleyball and football equipment and apparel is 30% off. Get in and get your choice before all the good stuff's gone as they clear out 2011. And for teams like this that are still going to be playing into the month of November, into the playoffs, you might need a few new gloves, 35% off of the football gloves, 30% off all the other equipment and apparel. And, of course, as it gets cooler, why not to get something nice to wear and support your favorite team at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. We saw Elm Creek last week, weird situation at Elwood with the weather and all of that and forcing all of the turnovers. And then our first look at Overton, we've had them earlier this year against Shelton. I think we came in wondering how good both of these teams are. I think I leave this game still wondering how good both of these teams are, because points were put on the board. There was no dominating performance. There was some very good individual performances, but both teams played very hard, and both teams showed that they can win football games here tonight. I don't know if this is the best two teams in the area. I mean, I know we've got Shelton and Kennesaw are setting 1 and 2, but who's third? Right now, Overton has put themselves back in that discussion, back in that spot, I would say.
Yeah, they certainly have. But once again, it's not the team that's proven to me that they could just take over a game against another good team like an Elm Creek, deliver the knockout blow when they actually had an opportunity earlier tonight to do that. And until you prove that, that doesn't jump you up into that talk until you're able to do that. We'll see if they can do it. Still a big ball game next week, and then we get in the playoffs and then where anything can happen.
Well, and one other factor we should not overlook is the South Loop Bobcats, who are unbeaten. They're ranked as high as number 2.
That's Callaway Arnold,
yeah,
right?
Made a lot of noise last year, beat Kennesaw, then eventually got knocked out of the playoffs in the quarterfinal round in a battle of unbeatens. I think they were the ones that had to play Creighton in the quarterfinals before Overton played them in the semifinals. So South Loop, in some folks' rankings, is the highest-ranked team out west, above Kennesaw, above Alma, above Overton, obviously, because of the two losses. So there is going to be, and as we've said, and as Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep has said, D1 seems to be the most wide-open class out there. And a game like this just kind of proves that, says it's still wide open.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think C2 and D1, Doug, just leave yourself scratching your head. You know, in D2, you think you got to figure out this team. You think we'll hopefully meet up with a Giltner and a Sargent, you know, some West teams. Everybody from this area cheers for those West teams. But then you get to D1, and you know, it seems to be wide open. You get to C2, you get St. Cecilia, and you got Kearney Catholic, who rolled tonight 54-7. You're thinking, boy, there's the way they steamrolled North Platte St. Pat's, the way they crushed Cambridge. You're thinking they're right at the top of that. But then again, you get the teams from the East that nobody from this area sees. Normal, but you think they can compete with anybody if they can compete with St. Cecilia. And so I tip it to D1, C2 as those two wide-open classes. I think Class A tonight, Southwest proves, you know, there's about four tiers of teams in Class A. Southwest's in that number one tier. I think Kearney, if you look at them, they got a nice team. They're not overly talented. I think, you know, they'll admit that to you. You know, I think they're the bottom of probably that second tier. They'll fight their way into the playoffs and see if something good can happen. But we'll have to see how it goes. One more week of football left before the playoffs start. Thursday action next week from Lincoln. Seacrest Field, 4:30. A little matinee on Thursday in Lincoln. North Star, Mark Waller from down the road in Holdridge, the coach of that team. And they've got a Minner kid. They've had a Brown kid, Derek Brown's boy, Mike Minner's boy. They've got some talent on that team. But Brandon Cool thinks his team can compete. And then we come back into a Friday night game as well.
Well, right now we'll take a break and be back with the final stats, your final score, Overton 36, and Elm Creek 28 back at the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
Lone man in the backfield will be Sutherland. They send Beck in motion, get him in the backfield, fake the counter. Quarterback keeper around the right side, and boy, Meyer really got stretched apart there. That ball was vulnerable to say that it's out. Let's see, and it is out. Overton's got it. Overton has covered it, and Colburn has it again. And that is a key play in this second half of this football game because it ends up two plays later after a nice 18-yard scramble there by the quarterback, Matt Ayton, giving it off to Andrew Alumit for a two-yard touchdown run that put the Eagles back out by 16, 30 to 14, Tony. And I would have to say that would be your play of the game.
You look at this Overton Eagle team. They had got that two-score lead built back up. And, Elm Creek made a nice charge at the end there. But, really, I mean, it would have been a miracle comeback for them to come back in this ball game because not only did Overton have control, they could move the ball. And when they moved the ball, they took so much time off the clock in the fourth quarter. Exactly. They could not have dialed it up any better, I don't think. I'm sure coaching staff would say, yeah, we'd have liked to have had, you know, something here or there. But when you look back at this film, Overton did what they wanted to down the stretch and put this game away.
Let's take a look now at the final stats here on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show. First of all, for Elm Creek, I had Tyler Beck for 15 carries, 43 yards. Trevor Sutherland, 11 carries, 78 yards. Dalton Meyer, 10 carries, 17 yards. He was sacked twice, lost a fumble. And coming in as the backup quarterback for a couple of plays, Britton Ferguson had one carry for 4 yards. They did have a fumble for a 10-yard loss that they covered for a team negative 10. So a 38 rushing attempts, 132 yards for Elm Creek. They did have a halfback pass that Sutherland hooked up on. A 36-yard pass got them off their own goal line when Ferguson did come in there. Looked like that was going to spark him. Another one of those plays that tried to spark this Elm Creek offense. And for Dalton Meyer, he put the ball in the air quite a few times tonight. I had him 6 of 9 with an interception in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. He did have 3 touchdowns. So overall, 12 out of 19 of the football game with 1 interception, 3 touchdowns, 169 yards through the air, 205 total after Sutherland's added in there. So 205 through the air, 132 on the ground, 337 yards for Elm Creek, 18 first downs. They did have the 2 turnovers on back-to-back plays. They had 6 penalties for 50 yards, 1 punt for 27 yards as they will fall to 5-2 on the season and wrap up the regular season at home on Thursday against Alma. Just a quick rundown of Overton, and then we'll be joined by Coach Usenfelt. Matt Ayton, 10 carries, 105 yards, touchdown, and he threw a couple of more tonight, and 58 yards for Colburn, 48 for Alumit, and Coach, congratulations on a win here at home. You got out early on them and were able to keep them away. And as we said, Colburn getting that strip there after you didn't convert the first turnover really, really kind of set the tone for the rest of the ball game then.
Yeah, Trey's been coming with about every single game. You know, he's been fighting hard to get that ball, and Andy does it. And when he does it, it's a really momentum shift for us. So it really helped us out, and I'm proud of all my guys tonight.
There was no denying what we saw early and what kind of was the same old song and dance throughout the game. When you needed short yardage situations, you could give the ball to Trey Colburn. When Elm Creek needed a short yardage situation, they were not able to run effectively up the middle. Your line, for the most part tonight, really won the battle of the trenches.
You know, and that's one thing that we preach every week in and week out, you know, winning that battle in the trenches. If we can win that battle, we know we can get the job done. And, that, you know, I'm proud of that, those linemen. I'm proud of everything they do. They fight really hard for us each week, and I, our coaching staff really work hard to make sure that's possible for them.
Coach, not often somebody gets singled out on that offensive and defensive line, but you've got a sophomore out there in J.D. Callahan. I'm going to say it right now. He's a two-time All-Stater if he stays healthy next year and the year after. I think he's going to catch some people's eyes this year, but next year there's going to be no stopping the kid. I mean, if he continues to work hard and does the things that he can do, but talent-wise, he's an All-State player the next 2 years in my eyes.
I tell you what, he's really stepped up this summer. He came into lifting, and he had a mission, and he's been on that mission. And when he came to practice, he came out with a mission, and he's really stepped up for us. And I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of, I tell you what, our whole line, they've just been working hard all week long. We can shift them in and out, and they know what to do.
Aiden, what do you say about your quarterback? Because running, passing, he did a little bit of everything tonight.
I tell you what, he really stepped up. I'm proud of him. He grew just huge tonight, and he needed a game like this to give him the confidence to go into state and go into next week and do what we need to do.
Coach, one thing that obviously was the penalties tonight, both teams, they were major penalties. There was only a couple of motion penalties in the football game. Obviously, you don't want those at this time of the year. Something you can clean up?
Oh, I think so. You know, penalties happen and they're mistakes, you know. As long as it's not at a pivotal point in the time, don't bother me too much. But, you know, certain things, pass interference, stuff like that, you just can't control. You don't know what your ref's going to call what. And so I'm still proud of them. We'll just keep doing what we're doing and hope that gets us where we need to go.
Well, you have made it through this back-to-back stretch here by going 2-0, and that's exactly what this football team needed to kind of restore the pride factor here at Overton. It's just such a weird thing. We talk about it like, oh my gosh, they lost two games. It's just, you're not used to it. We talked about it in the pregame show that it just hasn't happened. But then you look at the two teams you've lost to, and they're going to be afraid. There's five or six teams here in the West: U, Elm Creek, South Loop, Kennesaw, Shelton. You look Alma, obviously. It's going to be an interesting little D1 playoff.
I tell you what, you know, state playoffs is, you know, we were looking at that earlier this week, and I mean, all the top teams are right here in the West, and, you know, the East, I think they have it easy right now. So we're going to fight, and we're going to fight all the way to the end.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Good luck. We'll see you in the playoffs.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That is the head coach of the Overton Eagles, Paul Huesenfeld. Great to meet him officially here tonight as they pick up the 36-28 win. And let's give you the look at those final stats right now for Overton in this football game. I had Andrew Illumit for 18 carries, 48 yards, and the touchdown here in the ball game. In fact, I better add that. I do that sometimes, Tone. 19 carries, 57 yards, and the touchdown here in the football game. Trey Colburn, 18 carries, 58 yards, 10 carries, 105 yards and a touchdown. So that's 46 carries for 220 yards in the ball game. Through the air, Ayton was 8 of 8, no interceptions, and he had two touchdowns in the football game, and that will give him 114 yards in the air, 220 on the ground, 334 total for 17 first downs, two punts for an average of 23 yards. A little pooch punt in there kind of hurt the average for Ayton. They had one fumble. It was at the one-yard line of Elm Creek, six penalties for 7 yards. Numbers, first downs, total yards, 3 yards apart, one first down apart, penalties each had six. It was about as even as you could get, except for one more turnover for Elm Creek and the one score, 36-28 Overton.
Yeah, both these teams are going to look at things that I'm sure that they could have improved on, but missed opportunities is going to leave Stan Whistle just awake tonight thinking what could have been here tonight. They had opportunities. Yeah, they made some big plays, but they also had opportunities they could not cash in on when they did move the ball, and they converted some big plays, but those big plays aren't always going to be there. You've got to convert when you get inside that red zone, and they weren't able to do that a couple times tonight.
Well, we will wrap things up now and get ready for the 5 Points Bank Scoreboard Show. We'll do it after this final timeout on Nabisco Sports postgame show.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week. Practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week. Awesome food and drink specials. And the beer is so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up. Threw for three touchdowns. Even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus a $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors. And Central, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. They've got a big selection of clearance shoes right now, from daddy's sandals to basketball shoes to exercise running shoes, or just something comfortable for you, maybe some flip-flops. They're up to 50% off. Check the selection out. Well, it's still a great selection. And don't forget all of the football and volleyball apparel and equipment right now, 30% off. Open Monday through Saturday on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, Misco Sports. Again, the story tonight, Matt Ayton. He throws for 114 yards and three touchdowns. He also has one touchdown rushing and runs for 105 yards tonight. And Matt Ayton, three touchdowns total, two in the air, one on the ground. And they win this football game this evening, as Andrew Aluman had two touchdowns rushing as well. Dalton Meyer was pretty solid, but just one more turnover, 36-28, Overton with the victory.
Don't forget, Doug, I mean, everybody's looking at this playoff picture and how crazy it could be. Don't count these two teams out from meeting down the road again. And I know that Sandwhistle would love another shot at the Eagles, and I think the Eagles are saying, hey, we'll take Elm Creek again, that's fine. I think both of these teams that could go, you know what, I don't know if they're semifinal teams, but I think they're certainly quarterfinal teams here.
Yeah, and for Elm Creek, they've got Alma next week, 6-2, a lot of playoff points, play at home, 5-3, not as many playoff points, then you're on a bubble to be a home or a road team, and then they'd be probably right in the middle there and be looking at a number one seed like Kennesaw in the second round, or a number two seed like Shelton or South Loop, one of those teams. So they really want to get that win next week. Heck, even Alma might be up towards the top of those rankings. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will be back with you. I will be Monday with high school volleyball. The Twin Valley Conference Championships from Blue Hill will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Lawrence Nelson, Shelton, Blue Hill, Silver Lake, Kennesaw, the top five seeds. I expect four of them to make it into the consolation and championship. That tournament begins tomorrow with all the first round and semifinal action. We'll have that for you Monday. Then next Thursday here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic will take on Blue Hill. Daddy and I will be in Lincoln as Lincoln North Star hosts Kearney High on ESPN Radio next Thursday at 4:30. Then next Friday, Centura is at Gibbon here on Classic Hits. Keep it here for more updates as we get ready for the playoffs. Tony, we'll see you then.
Hey, have a great night.
For our engineer, Stacy Johns, and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for listening. The 5 Points Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show is coming your way next. The final score, Overton 36, Elm Creek 28. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.